Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
It's the Shasta County Mini Maker Fair. It's the open call for makers. So, what do you make? We're celebrating engineering, arts, crafts, science, technology, and do-it-yourself. Your chance to show off your work. Everything from robotics, electronics, gaming, sewing, blacksmithing, crafters, student projects, dance performers, 3D printing, music, performers, and much more. Application deadline is August 9th for the September 15th Maker Fair. Contact makers at makerfairshasta.com or visit shastacounty.makerfair.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Spirits and diversions. The cigar and pleasure friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
It is a big day today on the Cigar Dave Show for a plethora of reasons. First, as always, after any Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest, we do a post-Pleasure Fest show, and we will do that with our entire crew momentarily. But it is also a big day because we start with a new flagship station in our hometown of Tampa, Florida, USA, the Tampa Bay area, the Cigar City. As today, we originate on our new flagship 102.5 FM, The Bone Real Raw Radio, or now that the foremost authority on cigars, spirits, diversions, dice dames, and alpha male pleasure maneuvers. It is only appropriate we change the slogan of 102.5 FM The Bone to Real Raw Pleasure. And we will have 2 hours of alpha male pleasure maneuvers starting right now. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure, long live the Alpha, make America great again, screw the enemies of pleasure. Your five-star global general and global alpha male in chief, front and center, we come to you today from the Buffalo Theater of Operations, as we just came off the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water from Buffalo River Works. And for those of you that are listening, we actually are recording this show on Sunday, August 12th. And the reason is we have our entire crew together. And it's our tradition that we have just a general roundtable conversation talking about the event and talking about other alpha male pleasure-related maneuvers. So let me do this before we get going. Let me introduce the entire crew. Starting from my right, we have Voice Talent Ed. Greetings, Voice Talent.
Yes, sir. Present and accounted for.
By the way, I know that you have many friends on 102.5 The Bone in the Cigar City of Tampa.
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll be thrilled to hear you on.
Well, that's their problem. No, it's a pleasure, really. We always have a blast.
And we will today for the next 2 hours as well. And to our right, we've got Butcher Dave, who roasted on the spit an entire pig. And my question is, what happened to the ribs that I had requested when you got that animal on there before you started roasting it?
They're waiting for you. I took the pig apart this morning.
You did?
Yeah, when I was taking it apart, the head rolled off. I love chopping the head off the pig.
The head, you know.
But we'll just have to make arrangements for me to get them.
You got a problem you need to tell us about here?
Not the head, the ribs.
Okay, good. No interest in the head. It's like the fish. I like a whole fish, but you know what? Eating the head, just have no interest whatsoever. Nah. The eyes, the snout, the ears, just no, just not appealing. Your
cheeks are good.
Cheeks are no great. Thanks. Anything from the neck forward, I'm not interested.
You're missing out.
So, Butcher Dave, let's talk about that. How long in advance did it take you to order that pig?
Well, right now, unless you go to a local farm, you have to order them a good 10 days ahead of time. They're all frozen. So then you take them and you have to prepare them. You know, they still have a little bit of hair on them.
Oh!
You burn it off.
What'd you get, some Nair and just kind of like wax them, or what did you do?
You got to burn it off. You can scrape it off. Just make sure it's nice and clean.
What, do you go to Home Depot and say, yeah, I need a paint scraper. I'm going to use it for my pig?
Well, actually, I use my one lighter I have at home. So.
How much is, by the way, how much did that whole pig weigh?
The pig was 51 pounds. He was a little smaller this year.
A little smaller. And how, roughly, they sell it by the pound?
Yeah, by the pound.
And how much is it a pound?
$236.
So you're looking at about $110 for the entire pig.
Yeah, you're just checking what I paid for it? Or?
No, I'm just wondering. I want our audience to know if they want to go buy and roast an entire pig.
Yeah, that's at a retail shop. So that's what anybody would pay.
Okay, because many people would think, hey, geez, if I'm going to go buy a pig, I would think it's probably like $300-$400 for a whole pig.
No, it's very reasonable, and it's a lot of fun.
As long as you're not the one scraping off the hair. Where was the hair, by the way? I mean, is there any certain hairs?
No, it's just very little here and there. It's not terrible.
Okay. In certain parts, I have no interest in touching pig hair. Let's just keep it that way. And by the way, how long did it take? Oh, you had a spit, so basically it was over charcoals.
Yes.
And it kept rolling around. How long did that take?
7 hours.
So we started early in the morning, and by the time we were done, about 2 o'clock, and you brought the entire – we have pictures, by the way, at CigarDave.com. You can see Butcher Dave bringing the entire pig along with the entire Cigar Dave cast and crew up on the main stage.
Yeah, I almost didn't make it back.
I'll tell you what, that was a lot of work, no question about it. And I had to keep Alpha in training, German Shepherd Baron, my new 20-week-old German Shepherd. I had to keep him away because he was salivating, he was licking his chompers. I mean, he kept sniffing within about a 10-foot radius. He would have gone to town on that.
Yeah,
thing.
He would have enjoyed it. But the next day it would have been a little trouble for him, probably.
The squirt's not recommended in a puppy. And next up, we've got Captain Paul. Another fine job. And Captain Paul, by the way, I have to thank you and the folks from Murata's Restaurant here in Kenmore, New York, because they are gracious enough to allow us to use their facility for our broadcast maneuvers today.
Well, it's great to be able to host you here in Kenmore. Great to be able to host you here in Kenmore General. And Marky and I've been coming here for years and years. They've got the greatest clams, any way you want them prepared, always fresh.
They got a clam stand here.
Absolutely.
Which is great. And this is for those of you that are listening across the country. Not every city has little clam shacks, but at one time, I grew up in Buffalo, and you'd see them in the summer all over the place. We don't see them in Florida, really, but in the Northeast, very, very popular. Parts of the Midwest, very cool.
Yeah, and, they've got a pork rind appetizer that my wife is actually bonkers over. I show up here for a couple cocktails. I have to bring one home for an appetizer.
And we're going to have some clams after. But I will eat clams, oysters, got to be cooked. I will not eat sliders anymore.
That's up to you, General.
Well, no, just because getting hepatitis and all that other nonsense.
All those things. I've only been eating them since. I think my father taught me to cut clams at 12 years old.
Did you have clams yesterday?
Yeah, absolutely.
You told me you were sick this morning.
Pardon me?
You said you were feeling a little ill this morning.
Yeah, a little head cold.
Let's just be sure it's a head cold and nothing worse. All right, next up, we've got Puff Muffin Lori. I'd say normally on the main stage and on the pole, but today she is with us conducting broadcast maneuvers. Outstanding job, Puff Muffin Lori, yesterday, because we have these beautiful Gurkha ashtrays, and I should say that our Alpha Pleasure Fest maneuvers were presented by Gurkha Cigars. We launched three new cigars from Gurkha, the Gurkha Ghost Gold, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, and the Gurkha Marquesa, three fabulous cigars. But you were of great assistance yesterday. And we also released our Make Masculinity Great Again caps. We had a limited number of them. Everybody's raising their hand. I mean, I thought, we'll make like 40 of them. We'll be lucky to sell them all. Everybody went quick.
It was. Everybody wanted those hats. Wendy did a great job selling those.
She did. That's
I did the first
Wendy.
Round of the ashtrays and then the hats and everything. Wow, they did. They went like hotcakes.
You know, General, Lori and Wendy just did an absolute incredible job selling the ashtrays and the hats. Now, I know the ashtrays, the money went to what?
St. Jude's. Yes, it's being remitted to Gurkha, and they remit it to St. Jude's.
What charity, the money for the hats, what charity is that going to be?
The Cigar Dave Retirement Fund.
There you go.
It's called Being a Capitalist. Make my bank account greater again. So next up, we've got Puff Muffin Wendy. And Puff Muffin Wendy, I should call her Officer Wendy, Patrol Officer Wendy. We've got a great story that we're going to talk about a little bit later on, Officer Wendy.
Yes, we do.
Yes. You're a little shy.
I'm not shy. Not about this. I have to face some realities.
Well, I'm going
to
play Dr. Phil, Dr. Dave, here on the Cigar Dave Show. Let's talk about that, Wendy. So we're going to talk about, because she told us a great story. We were at the Seneca Casino a couple of nights before the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, and she told us a story, some dating exploits, and we will share that. Also, Chief Flight Officer for the Cigar Dave Show, we've got Captain Cy from the Charlotte, North Carolina Theater of Operations. Another great show, Captain Cy.
A fantastic show, General, and I must tell you a little bit about my dinner last night. I went with Sergeant Steve, Mick the Brit, and, of course, voice talent Ed. We went to a fantastic restaurant, Italian restaurant, and not only
chefs.
Was
it's chef, an institution
yeah,
in
chefs.
Buffalo.
It's an institution.
So good.
But I had one dish that I probably haven't had in more than 30 years, and that was a great dandelion salad. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about this dandelion salad, how they make this. They take rock salt, lime, and extra virgin olive oil, and they mix it together, and it is absolutely phenomenal.
Well, they're also known for their spaghetti parmesan spaghetti with loads of butter, parmesan cheese. Sergeant Steve, did you have it?
That's what I had, too. Yeah.
It was fantastic. So it's an institution, and we'll post some pictures about that. Sergeant Steve?
I had it again. We went last year.
We did.
With Kaizad and Juan Lopez and Carlos Tarano, and
Gurka,
so I had
right?
to go back this year.
It is a Buffalo institution, and it is, in fact, one of the restaurant critics said she could never rate chefs because it's an institution. She could say it had 0 stars, 5 stars, it wouldn't make a difference because people are going there. It's a great family place. All right, next up, let's go to Mick the Brit from the London Theater of Operations.
General, front and center, as always. Thank you very much for making it possible to be me. With you here today.
And by the way, nice of you to show up yesterday for the show.
Yeah, it's...
Would you like to tell that story?
Yeah, all right, I will. By the way, it wasn't just the pig that got roasted on the show yesterday.
That's correct.
Yes, I did. I was hungover.
That is a shock. Now, Mick, you have been to the equivalent... what's the equivalent of, like, Betty Ford in the U.K.?
I guess
is it Queen Elizabeth Ford? What is it?
No.
Where do you go to dry out in the UK, Mick?
I guess it would be the Priory.
Oh, the Priory.
Yes.
Excellent. And you've been there how many times?
I've lost count.
Well, you've got a frequent guest card there.
Indeed.
And every time you come in, they go, oh, Mick, great. We've got you upgraded to your normal suite.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. And we've got Colonel Ange, who worked very hard in the Pooch Pit. Colonel Ange, you outdid yourself once again. I brought some alligator right from the Everglades, and you did a masterful job cooking that, along with numerous other delicacies that we should review.
David, thank you. It was a pleasure. And, alligator. I really love when you give me something that doesn't exist in Italy and tell me to cook it. Alligator?
Wait a minute. Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
I have a Gucci wallet that's alligator. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, they put it on their feet, but they don't put it on their plate. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. We had alligator 3 ways yesterday, and it was fun. We had Butcher Dave's gator wings,
which are gator legs, like their little legs. Is that what they are?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, yes.
And I will say that, unlike chicken wings, they're a little chewy.
Yeah, well, you know. Alligators from beginning to end, from tail to snout, are a little bit chewy. And then we had the deep-fried nads of steel, which were deep-fried alligator balls. Did you enjoy the balls, Jeff?
Loved the alligator balls.
Okay, great. They were good.
Who knew alligators had balls?
They did when they showed up. I had the scissors. They didn't when they left.
And they were really like conch fritters. They were very tasty.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly right. You take alligator and you make a fritter or like a crab cake.
Right.
Something like that. We deep fried them. What else did we have? We had the kebabs, where we actually took the tenderloin, cut them into very small pieces, wrapped them in bacon, grilled them, hit them with a chipotle.
And those weren't as chewy. Those were actually very tasty.
Yeah, well, the tenderloin is the best cut of that meat, and you can tell the difference. I know you can tell the difference just by the way it goes down when you're doing it. The tenderloin was the best. So we did those two. And I think that's all the alligator we did. Butcher Dave did some smoked vegan grenades where we took a potato, tried to get the vegans to have an idea they were eating veggies.
Well, what you do is, as Butcher Dave said, you get a big, huge potato and then whack a vegan and stuff them right in there before they know what hit them. And then you put them in the oven for what? A couple? No, you had them in the smoker. I mean, these things were giant potatoes, like if you get a steakhouse.
Smoke them for a couple hours.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And the vegan doesn't know what hit
him. No, you got to lure him in with the potato and then blow him away with the meat.
Yeah, there were no vegan stuffed in there. You know, as we said yesterday, there were no human parts sold.
All right, for the record, I can't say that that's entirely true. So we also
it was venison sausage,
yeah,
Colonel Ange.
Okay, boss. You know, it's all on the air. I'm going to go whatever you say. We had buffalo wing grilled cheese sandwiches.
And those were great.
Thank you.
Because I'll tell you, I took a bite of that. You had some blue cheese in there.
Yeah.
The cheddar cheese. And what else did you have in there?
Well, we grilled chicken and then cut the chicken and put it with some wing sauce.
And you had nice thick bread, too.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know what? Listen, if you're going to make a grilled cheese sandwich, they call it country bread, which can throw people for a loop. But what you're looking for, a bread that's going to be a little bit sturdier so it holds up. You know, we put some nice Irish butter on it. It was good stuff.
General,
I like it, yeah.
You notice how Angelo's fingers are real red?
Yes.
He was. His hands were screaming over that fire yesterday, and I'm like, Colonel, let me take care of this. I got my plan, Paul.
No, I know that's not true because Colonel Ange has the 1200 degree special mitts that he told
me
to go buy.
He didn't wear them all the time.
You didn't wear them yesterday?
Yeah. You know what, General? There's just times when they get in the way, and they were getting in the way. You know what? You can't wear them to grill. Let me think where the other time that I can't use them when I could put a glove on. No, never mind. I won't even talk about that. And then we had the Smash Bob Mueller Burgers, which we did a diner-style burger. You take a grind of meat, was my own grind. You make little golf balls on them, and instead of doing what you're reading about every day in the paper, about taking hamburgers and making them thick and checking the temp, you smash it down right on the grill so that it's nothing but crust. And then you put it together, you put some cheese on it, you put some toppings on it. It turned out pretty good.
And the Comey fries that you surprised me with, those were great.
Well,
extra crispy, totally, totally delicious.
It took forever to get those fingers off his hand, but I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Well, I had half of that burger. It was fantastic.
Thank
it was
you.
Delicious, meaty, juicy. Now, you know, it's the 50th anniversary of the Big Mac.
Yeah.
And to me, a Big Mac's just not a burger. It's got those little skimpy patties on there. I want a nice big burger with loads of meat, like the Big Ange burgers that you famous and your father made so famous.
Long time ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
those are absolutely delicious.
Well, what works with the Smash Burger is you got to remember, you got to make a couple of them because you stack them, because that's how you get it. You get 4 ounces in 4 ounces.
Yep.
And then you smash them, put the cheese in between, put the burger on top, and now you got your 8 ounces.
And you had the pickle in there. I just love the taste of it.
Thank you.
It was delicious.
Thank you.
And from Paula's Donuts, which is an artesian donut, I guess we could say a donut a retailer, donut bakery. They have 3 stores here in the Buffalo, New York area. And actually, Tom Bowerly, who is a noted talk show host here in the Western New York Theater of Operations on our affiliate, 930 WBEN, his girlfriend, Mrs. Nerd, as she is known, Christina, she actually went in for us that morning because her family owns Paula's Donuts and brought us those beautiful peanut sticks, which were, those aren't sticks, those are like peanut giant logs.
Yeah, they are.
And then a Texas donut that had Cigar Dave on there, and it's a giant donut, they cut it in half, they put cream filling in there, delicious, but you actually put it on the grill and on the griddle.
Yeah, we did it kind of like a grilled cheese. Butcher Dave and I put it together. We took the donut, we split it, hit it with butter, put it on the griddle, flipped it a couple of times. We took Salins hot dog, we butterflied the Salins, cooked the Salins, put it on, and, you know, you had your usual toppings on it. I hope you enjoyed it, Jennifer.
It was fabulous.
You know, it's kind of like a standing joke in Western New York here. We've got a lot of Timmy Horton donuts that came over from Canada, very popular. And it takes about 2.5 dozen Timmy Horton donuts to equal the weight of 1 dozen Paula's donuts.
I'm telling you, I'm going to be here for a while, so I'm going to go in and take pictures. We'll post those at CigarDave.com and on social media because they're donuts. Saying they're donuts, these are artisanal donut pastries. That's how incredible these things are.
That's a good way to do it. Pastries, I think.
They really are. Yeah. To say a donut, you think it's going to be a little donut, forget it. But we had just a fabulous time yesterday at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest. Again, we are recording this on Sunday, August 12th, even though this is being aired on Saturday, August 18th, coast to coast. And so many thank yous. In addition to our great crew that you just heard from, got to thank Gurkha Cigars, Kaizad Hensodia, Juan Lopez, Carlos Torano, Yaka Torano. We launched three incredible cigars. The Gurkha Marquez, by the way, we all smoked the Marquezes. Fabulous cigar, a lot of flavor. Absolutely. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, they didn't have those yet. Those are going to be coming up. But we had the new Gurkha Ghost Gold, which I'm also going to smoke for the litation ceremony today. Delicious cigar. Got to thank Jim Dvorak from the Tinderbox, John Russo, Senior Junior, Hamburg Brewery. Did you all try that special brew that they made? It was a pineapple and mango infused beer. Very summery, cool and refreshing. Fabulous.
It was almost like a mimosa.
Yeah, I mean, it really was.
Yeah.
It was delicious, no doubt about it.
Very talented at Hamburg.
And also got to thank Lieutenant Gary, who couldn't join us, and Mrs. Haram of One Gina. They helped tremendously. Jerome Nathan from Soto Brothers, the folks at Global Wine and Spirits, Richard Budd at Goodrich Coffee, General Mills, right across from Buffalo River Works, make all the cereal. They provided cereal for all of our guests.
General, how'd you get the cooking of Cheerios, the timing perfect, where we had the smell of Cheerios coming across
Captain Paul, there's a reason I'm a five-star general and not a buck private.
Oh, excuse me,
that
general.
Should answer it. All the folks at WBEN, CJ Sound, Pipeline Broadcast, they did a great job for us. And we'll talk about some of the spirits that we sampled throughout the rest of the show. Additionally, we'll also talk about just some of the delicacies. I want to get into more delicacies and grilling some of these delicacies, because even though in many parts of the country you say, well, summer's over in like 3 weeks with Labor Day, you can still grill well into October, maybe into early November. Colonel Ange does it 12 months out of the year. There's 100 feet of snow, makes no difference. But we'll get into some other different things. And in fact, Colonel Ange, I want to get into a little item with you. Restaurants are cooking steaks incorrectly on purpose. So later in the show, we will talk about that. But the three cigars that were launched at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water from Buffalo, just outstanding, from Gurkha. They won't be available till probably mid to late September, but I will tell you, when they hit retailers' shelves, they will be fantastic. And the Marquesa, that I love the Marquesa, off the charts, very Cubanesque, very traditional old-world style cigar. And the cigar that I will smoke today on the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony, I will enjoy the Gurkha Ghost Gold, very unique take on the original Gurkha Ghost. Again, those of you that are listening to us for the very first time on 102.5 The Bone in the Cigar City of Tampa, we welcome you. It is all about alpha male good life pleasure maneuvers. Enemies of pleasure are not welcome. We are proud to be alpha males, proud to have raging amounts of testosterone flowing through our blood vessels. We are proud that we work hard, and we are unapologetic for playing hard. We enjoy cigars, spirits, diversions, dice, dames, travel, grilling. We don't apologize for it. Life is too short to apologize. Make masculinity great again. That is the mission of this five-star general and the global alpha male in chief. When we return for our special Cigar Day post-Alpha Pleasure Fest show, the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low...
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood-look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
This is Diane Hawks with the Address Realty and KCNR. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out how I could be of assistance to some of the car fire victims. So, I would like to donate 25% of my commissions to four families who have lost their homes in this horrific fire and wish to relocate in Shasta County. Even if you haven't yet received your settlement, you could call me now to reserve your commissions. Call Diane at 530-227-6401.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy. It's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Our post Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water recap show from the Buffalo, New York Theater of Operations. Actually, today coming to you from a fabulous place, Morado's Restaurant in beautiful downtown Kenmore, New York. Thanks to Captain Paul and Mike Morado. And Gurkha presented our Alpha Pleasure Fest, and we were going to launch three cigars. The Chateau Privé was not ready. We had a great substitute instead, a Gurkha 10th anniversary. But the two cigars that were ready, one is the Gurkha Marquesa, which we smoked on the show last week. Fabulous cigar. And the cigar that I'm going to enjoy today, one of the new offerings that will be available beginning in September, but our Buffalo Alpha Pleasure Fest attendees got to enjoy the Gurkha Ghost Gold. Now, there is the Gurkha Ghost, which was launched a few years ago, which is a medium-flavored cigar, but the Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little bit bolder profile, more personality, more spice. Medium to full-bodied cigar, Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. A little bit different from the original Gurkha Ghost. The Gurkha Ghost is more on the sweet side, slight notes of sweetness, where the Gurkha Ghost Gold will have more of an earthy and nutty profile. The binder is an aged Criollo 98, and the filler is Dominican, Nicaraguan, and American from Connecticut. And again, an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, very nice. And it's got a closed foot. If you look at the cigar on the bottom of the cigar, you don't see the filler leaves exposed. They actually take the wrapper and they just fold it over. And you light the entire foot of the cigar and it'll burn off. Just a very unique expression. Did any of you gentlemen notice that? Or ladies? Did you notice that, Voice Talent Ed?
Yes,
or Captain
I did,
Paul?
Indeed, yeah.
It's unique, and what I like about it is they're trying to bring back an old traditional cigar. Talking to Carlos, he was excited about it. Because Gurkha has always been, you know, really flashy with their wrappers and really flashy with their boxes and things like that, and they wanted to... He says they're doing a lot in Europe, and they're doing a tremendous job in Europe, and it's very popular.
Right, and the Gurkha Marquesa, very Cuban-esque. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, very similar to the original Gurkha Ghost black box, just slight the nuances. But if you look at the Gurkha Ghost Gold, it's almost got a holographic type of band on here in gold with the black background and the Gurkha logo. Nice cigar in the sweet spot in the $8 to $10 category, and I've selected the Toro about 6.5 inches in length, with a 54 ring gauge, and that's what I will enjoy today.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Well, you can hear that cutter I have in my hand. This is from Gurkha also. Juan Lopez and Carlos Yacatoraño, I said, I need a cutter, gentlemen. They said, here, take one. And then Carlos went and said, here, take another. So I have two of these cutters. They're both a little bit different. Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine, very thin, but... just very solid, and we'll show pictures of this. Just a very unique design. Once again, Kaizad Hansotia, the proprietor, owner, founder of Gurkha Cigars, always unique in packaging and design, and this lives up to his unique reputation for stellar design. That's what I would use today.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Got a lighter from Zycar that was given to me at the Cigar Retailers Convention in Vegas. And that's exactly what I will use. It's got two flames. I can't even remember the name of this. It's brand new. Just angles at about an 8-degree tilt. So consequently, both flames unite as one, just about maybe an inch or so from the foot of the lighter or the base of the lighter. And it will do a great job. A little bit windy conditions here where we are coming to you today from Morado's Restaurant in the Buffalo Theater of Operations. It'll do a fantastic job. Captain Paul, was there something you wanted to chime in with?
Only that the cutter that they designed, it's all German steel. And I've had so many cutters where they get dull. One side will break, and I don't think that's going to happen here. I think it's they put together a great
product.
You are
correct. There will be no breakdown of this. It is German, yeah?
We got two Germans.
Jawohl, jawohl, Captain Paul, yeah. Did you serve in World War II with the German army, did you?
Wasn't even born.
Okay, good.
But cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cuts. Colonel Ange, you were going to chime in.
Well, General, I just want to remind you that what the Italians did in World War II, they looked around and they said, hey, are we losing? Hey, Minge, let's just change the sides.
Yeah, once they saw Patton coming, that was the end of that.
Nah, we go for them. They were winning. Let's go.
All right, I'm going to toast the foot of this cigar. And again, closed wrapper. So the wrapper, closed foot, the wrapper folds right over to the foot of the cigar, and it burns right off. Very cool. I'll puff and rotate. Taking our time. Never in a rush to enjoy lightation. This is just so satisfying if you are a cigar connoisseur. And for those of you that have never smoked a cigar, light up a mild cigar, you will see just how pleasant, relaxing. And the most important part of enjoying a cigar is the camaraderie. You can have the greatest cigar in the world, makes no difference what the cigar is, but it's the camaraderie. And today we've got great camaraderie. I'll reintroduce in just a moment our entire crew as I finish toasting this Gurkha Ghost Gold Toro. Very nice. Fabulous. Great draw. Definitely spice. Little nuttiness. Kind of earthy, but there is some nice, hefty spice on here. Definitely fuller body than the regular Ghost, which is a huge seller. I think the folks from Gurkha told me their Gurkha Ghost is their number one or number two seller right now in their entire portfolio. But the Gurkha Ghost Gold is now fully lit. A fabulous cigar.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, I mentioned Hamburg Brewing. They were a participant in the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water Extravaganza Pleasure Fest in Buffalo last week, even though we're taping this the day after. But they created a special beer that I worked with John Russo Jr. and their master brewer on for about the last 4 or 5 months. It took us about a dozen iterations till we got it right, because I'd get it back and I'd say, nah, there's too much pineapple, there's not enough mango, it's too hoppy, too weedy. We went back and forth, and finally we hit it, because I wanted something that was going to be, we're the middle of summer, middle of August, I knew it's going to be warm, I wanted something that was going to be very cool, very light, very refreshing, but appropriate for alpha males. We didn't want anything too watered down. And the beer that we created was fabulous. A very unique craft beer. They only made 4 kegs. And I think we went through 1 keg yesterday. So guess where one of the kegs is going? It's going down to Command Center Alpha, Humidor 1A in the cigar city of Tampa. But a nice beer, light hoppiness on the International Bitterness Unit Scale, IBUs. It's probably in the 10 to 12 category. A lot of mango, a lot of pineapple. But you all enjoy hearty beers. You know, mostly you like Negroni, you like Stella, Captain Paul. What'd you think of that, your take on that special Hamburg Brewing Pleasure Fest beer?
Well, General, I really think they're talented at Hamburg. I know the son has just gone overboard. He knows the whole...
Yeah, John Russo Jr., great guy. They're both great.
Yeah, exactly, and the facility there.
Oh, you know, second
Western,
to none.
Yeah, for Western New Yorkers that haven't experienced
or anybody in the
yet.
Country. They got people coming in across the country checking out their brewery.
Yeah, it's just fabulous what they've done. They've really invested in it. You know, they were in the cheese business big time.
You ever heard of Sorrento cheese?
Exactly.
They were pretty big.
Exactly. You know, so what did I think of the beer? You know, I'm not a huge craft beer fan, but I'll tell you what, that's good for one or two for me a night, and then I get back to my lager beers. But it was delicious. It kind of had almost like a mimosa, you know, flavor to me or effect on me. Very refreshing.
It was very cool. So basically a double-hopped IPA. Too much personality for you, Captain Paul? Too much? You don't have the balls to handle that?
Nah. You know, that's not even close, General. Not even close. I got the balls to handle anything. But I do have, you know, select flavors.
I was just checking. Just wanted to make sure. Just wanted to confirm that. Fantastic. Go ahead, boys.
General, I was going to say that I really enjoyed it. It was one of the most refreshing beers. And normally I don't gravitate toward the fruit-infused beers.
As do
because
I.
A lot of times, you know, you put cranberry in them, it gives you heartburn. This was fantastic. I mean, it wasn't too sweet. It wasn't too, you know, it was just a pleasant, refreshing summer libation.
No doubt about it. All right, so my Gurkha Ghost Gold is complete. I've now taken several sips. Of my Hamburg Brewing Pleasure Fest special brew with some pineapple, some mango, a little wheat. About a 10 to 12 on the IBU scale, International Bitterness Units. Not very hoppy, very refreshing summer beer. Don't be surprised if perhaps you see that beer available for consumer purchase. Just saying.
Nice.
Who knows? Something may happen. All right, let's talk about some of the other spirits that we sampled. We had, I think I counted about, if I'm not mistaken, I think we had 34 different or 36 different spirits and wines that were available yesterday. A couple of things I thought were very interesting from Cutwater Spirits. One of the new phenomenon that we are seeing that is being consumed it's kind of a cross between the alcohol content of a beer with the taste profile of a spirit are these pre-made cocktails. They're in cans. Cutwater had their Black Skimmer, their Devil Share. They had the Gin and Tonic, the Bloody Mary. Now, Colonel Ange, you are a Bloody Mary connoisseur. I took a sip. I thought it was very good. It had a nice amount of spice. I think it had about 12% alcohol by volume. What did you think?
I did. I enjoyed it too, Dave. Yeah. You know what? It doesn't knock it backwards. I mean, 12% alcohol, but it really had a nice Bloody Mary flavor. It was good. It was absolutely delicious.
All right. Now, one of the things that's interesting, though, is we're seeing that this new segment in spirits. Because, again, if you are a restaurant and only serve beer and wine, it fits in under that category. So somebody could still have a Bloody Mary without technically having a Bloody Mary with vodka or gin, which I know you like the gin version, Colonel Ange.
Yes.
But I think it's very interesting because we're seeing now people on the go. It's cool, refreshing. They had the gin and tonic. They had, I think there was 8 different ones that they had as well. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I'm not a sweet beverage type of person. I am more traditional. I like my brown spirits. I like my bourbons. I like my whiskeys neat or with a pre-prohibition ice block or ice ball in the glass. But I thought these Cutwater spirits were very, very good. Butcher Dave?
Well, I was just going to say, they must be good because I know my girlfriend went home with about 20 of them.
There you go. She enjoyed them. And they are very good indeed. Also, from Southern Tier.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Pavick of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
You liked it, did you?
Yeah.
Which one did you like?
Which one do you want me to like? I liked them all.
Well, was there one favorite?
I preferred the watermelon.
The watermelon was good.
Yes.
That was I told them I wanted them to bring the watermelon. When I saw the list, I said, that's got to be unique. It was pretty unique. And I'm not a vodka drinker.
I
never got to the vodka.
The lime was outstanding
as well. The lime was good, too. We sampled that on the air.
And the grapefruit was good. And the blueberry was good. And, and because you asked if anybody was in attendance, I think that Lori and I made sure that, you know, being an officer, a retired officer, I just made sure it was safe in that part of the building.
Oh, good. Well, that's why you test every spirit and item of food before I get it. Because
if something happens
to you, I'm not eating it.
Yeah, there's no point. And then there was another next to that table. It was like liqueurs.
Yes. I was great seg, Puff Muffin Wendy.
Oh, thank you.
Perfect. You're not even a professional broadcaster, and you segged right into that for me. Lazzaroni, their amaretto, limoncello, and maraschino. Did you try the limoncello?
Yes, we did.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and as far as...
So when you asked where we were, that's where we were.
Mm.
Yes. And it's really safe over there, too. It was very safe in that part of
of the building. And also no ashtrays were removed without payment.
That's
so
correct.
Everything was safe.
You did a great job. Magnificent job to both of you ladies. And I should say that cordials are making a very big comeback now. We're seeing many of these spirit companies coming out with cordials. I'm not a very – I don't care for sweet libations, but after dinner – I mean, Captain Cy, our good friend Panos, who used to own the Greek Isles, still owns the French Quarter restaurant in Charlotte, he used to give us a special wine from Greece that we loved. What was that? Do you remember the name of that?
I don't recall the name of it, General. It was
Retsina.
Yeah,
oh,
it is Retsina.
Phenomenal. Like
it
that.
Is Retsina. And the story behind Retsina was when the Turkish operation was in charge of Greece, what the Greeks would do is they would make their wine in barrels that were not cured. They were still green. Therefore, some retsin would come out of it, and that's how the tradition started.
Little Retsina, just like, remember Sertz with retsin?
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go, Retsina.
It is an acquired taste, but the way Panos had it, it was a very mild scent of retsin in it. And
it was delicious.
I really like that. You couldn't believe, being of Greek descent, that I, of not Greek descent, like that. I mean, I said, man, this is fantastic. You said normally an American palate doesn't go for the Retsina, but I...
Voice talent, I haven't seen an alcoholic beverage that you didn't like.
Well, there may be some truth to that. But,
that is true. All right, we will continue.
I just love to sample them all.
We will continue front and center with our special post-Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water Show. From the Buffalo, New York Theater of Operations, right ahead.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Fonseca Classic. This Dominican cigar from Quesada has a Connecticut wrapper. It's a mild to medium, well-balanced smoke, full of enjoyable flavors and aromas. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
Gurkha has just launched three new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water in Buffalo. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold. All three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched by Gurkha.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. On cigars, spirits, diversions, and the good life. The General, Cigar Dave.
And with this up-tempo music selection that we are playing, El Pomparero, Puff Muffin Laurie and Puff Muffin Wendy have found a pole here at Morado's Restaurant in Kenmore, New York, just outside of Buffalo, and they have begun showing their moves. Very impressive. And one thing, voice talent, Ed, if you're going to give a gratuity to a lovely lady that is on the pole, a single doesn't cut it anymore.
Inflation, no, it doesn't. No.
Okay? At least break out a 20. I mean, be a little bit more generous. He tries to surprise you didn't take out a quarter and try to put it in their G-string.
And it's strange because he tried to put it in my hand, and I'm not used to somebody putting it in my hand.
It also helps if you wait till you get down off the pole.
Where would you like me to put it?
There's a certain trajectory when you're on the pole.
Melts in your mouth, not in your hands. All right, let's ask.
That's a gynecologist's job.
Let's ask Puff Muffin Wendy. Hold that microphone again. Very good. Tell us how you were telling us during the break here, and I said save it for the show. How did you and Puff Muffin Lori meet? By the way, let me reintroduce everybody. Voice Talent Ed, Butcher Dave, Captain Paul, Puff Muffin Lori, Puff Muffin Wendy, Captain Cy, Mick the Brit, Colonel Ann, Sergeant Steve, and yours truly, the General and Global Alpha Male in Chief. Puff Muffin Wendy, how did you two meet?
Well, about, three years ago, I was going to this gym, recovering from an injury, and there was a trainer there, and it was a small little gym, and in comes this woman. And I had no idea who she was. I don't know if I could say woman.
This woman.
In comes this chick. And we all were kind of hanging out and laughing and talking while we were working out. And Lori begins to tell this story just out of the blue. Never met her before. Never talked to her. About her mother, who she yelled at her because she said, "Mom, what are you trying to kill, Dad?" Because she slipped. Lori's mother slipped Lori's father a Viagra. And that, I was working out, I was like, oh my God,
heart condition. I'm like, Ma, you could have killed him.
No, he was getting, what are you talking about? It's good for cardiovascular, getting a good workout, good exercise. It's all good. Captain Paul got to hold it. We're tight on time. Hour number one of the Cigar Dave Show is wrapped up. Hour number two of Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers comes your way next.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute has created a new resource for every college student to know their constitutional rights.
This resource includes legal case precedents for recently controversial campus issues. Religious groups must get equal treatment as secular groups.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo expressing his sadness over the death of former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, who died early Saturday in Switzerland after an undisclosed illness. Back in 1996, Annan said he had a lot of goals as he took on the job.
Let us make change our ally, not an enemy. Seize it as an opportunity, not a threat. Recognize it as necessity, not an imposition.
The Ghanaian-born Annan, first black African to become UN Secretary General, was 80 years old. Thousands of stranded people are waiting for rescue as relentless monsoon floods batter the South Indian state of Kerala, where more than 170 people have died in a little over a week. Much more of the state's at least partially submerged. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Saturday with the state's top officials, promising tens of million dollars of dollars in aid. A recommendation from prosecutors that a former Trump campaign advisor should spend at least some time in prison for lying to the FBI during the Russian probe. Here's Ben Thomas.
George Papadopoulos served as a foreign policy advisor to the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential race. He pled guilty to lying to the FBI during a 2017 interview about Russian election interference. In a court filing, prosecutors working for Special Counsel Robert Mueller say that resulted in the FBI missing an opportunity to properly question a professor Papadopoulos was in contact with, who told him that the Russians possessed dirt on Hillary Clinton in the form of emails. The professor left the U.S. the month after Papadopoulos spoke to the FBI and has not returned. Prosecutors are recommending that Papadopoulos spend at least some time incarcerated and pay a fine of nearly $10,000. Ben Thomas, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-in Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-in Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com. Promo code RADIO20.
The Italian highway company in charge of the Genoa highway bridge that collapsed says it can build a new bridge in 8 months. CEO Giovanni Castellucci says they will apologize if it is determined that the company is responsible for the bridge collapse.
The technical situation is so complex that it's up to the, justice to understand what happened and why and under which conditions.
Castellucci says the company has a plan to demolish what's left of the largely concrete 51-year-old Morandi Bridge and build a less imposing steel one, but Italy's government has begun procedures to revoke the company's highway concession. The death toll from the accident was raised to 43 today after a Romanian truck driver died from his injuries at the hospital. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hawaii Volcanoes National Park is taking advantage of a lull in Kilauea's eruption to assess damage to the property.
The Park Service said in a statement Friday a specialized team will thoroughly assess damage from the eruption. The assessment will form the foundation of the park's recovery plan. The park is exploring short-term repairs to safely reopen at least part of the park. The park has been closed since May because of dangers posed by the eruption. Patrick Frost reporting.
Brant Snedeker holds a three-stroke lead at the Wyndham Championship after the third round was suspended because of severe weather. Snedeker was 16-under for the tournament with 11 holes left to play in the round at the final event of the PGA Tour's regular season. The round is scheduled to tee off and resume at 8 a.m. Sunday morning. You can always check out breaking news and get more analysis by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The leader of the masculinity movement. That would be me. Make masculinity great again. If anybody that is listening to us right now apologizes for being a male, apologizes for being masculine, apologizes for being alpha, well, actually, no, that would be an oxymoron, because if you're an alpha male, you're not apologizing for any of that. If you're a wussified beta, that's all you do is apologize, or if you're Canadian, one of the two. But we, in no way, shape, or form, will ever apologize or feel guilty about enjoying the alpha male masculinity lifestyle. And that includes all sorts of various diversions. And for those of you that are thinking about firing up a cigar, throwing a steak on the grill, pouring yourself a cocktail, and bringing your harem over for pleasure maneuvers, my answer to you, do it now. We welcome you back, hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show. And we welcome those of you listening to us on the first time on our new flagship station in the Cigar City of Tampa, 102.5 FM The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Or as we like to refer now that I am on 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Pleasure, and we welcome you. If you would like to follow me on social media, go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You will see the links to all sorts of the various social media platforms, Twitter, which I am probably a heavy user. Well, not as much as I was, but Twitter's my number one. But we also post on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And Sergeant Steve, you would have to admit, I know you've been after me, who's in charge of technical operations for the Cigar Dave Show. He's like, General, I know you like Twitter, but you gotta post on Facebook and Instagram too. And I have, I'm doing my best.
You gotta be everywhere the lieutenants are, you've done an admirable job.
That's correct. Wherever they are, whatever corner of the world, we will reach them through the various social media platforms. We continue with our special Cigar Dave Post Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water show. The Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water from Buffalo River Works took place last Saturday in downtown Buffalo, and if you have never heard of the Alpha Pleasure Fest, let me tell you exactly what it is. It is a five-hour extravaganza, an all-inclusive VIP ticket price, where the time you walk in, you get a very nice gift bag. And by the way, our great friends at WBEN took all the gift bags, so now that I'm here for a while, you will all have gift bags for all of our crew. Fear not. Get a nice Cigar Dave gift bag. And we have six great Gurkha cigars. There is some spirit samples. There is the coffee from Goodrich Coffee in Clarence, New York, a special espresso blend that I worked on with Richard Budd, the proprietor of Goodrich Coffee, and a very cool Cigar Dave cell phone mobile charger, little battery pack charger. Is that what they're called there? They're called the little power packs. Little power packs, and I've got a lot of compliments on those. So we, you get those, you get a humongous feast nonstop from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., a Cigar Dave live broadcast, and we had about 45 different spirit samplings. And it's an opportunity for alpha males to get together and have fun. Many people bring their wives, their harem, their mistresses, whatever the case may be, and have a great... Yes, Puff Muffin Wendy's mouth is open like I can't believe it. I had, at the last Pleasure Fest in the Cigar City of Tampa, guy comes up to me, goes, "General, came in from New Orleans for the occasion. Great. This is so-and-so. Great." I said, "Oh, fantastic. I'm going to recognize you." He's like, "No problem." Comes up to me about 10 minutes later, because we always greet every guest that comes in when we open the doors at 10 a.m. He said, "I need a favor. She's not my wife. Don't say a word." I'm like, "Your secret is good with me, my friend." And again, I made up the city because it was not New Orleans, but it was somewhere in the lower Midwest portion of the country. But you never know who they're going to bring. But it's indeed a great time. And our crew, it is our tradition after the Alpha Pleasure Fest that we have a roundtable discussion. We're all a little bit tired, a little bit, I would say, cigarred out and libationed out and grilled out, Colonel Ange and Butcher Dave working the grills and the smokers. But let me reintroduce everyone from my right to left. We have voice talent Ed.
Loving the Buffalo experience.
That's right, and he is our announcer, and he comes live. And also, you are well-known, you're big, World Wrestling Entertainment, and you've done Celine Dion and Barry Manilow.
Well, literally, but I've done commercials for
it. Well, none of us want to do Celine Dion. I wasn't even going there. Really. You want to do that?
We're on the bone now. I had to take it there.
No rack. Forget it. No rack. The woman, not even A. There's nothing there. By the way, let's talk about, do a little quick snippet of what people would hear if they heard a WWE commercial or, let's say, Barry Manilow or Celine Dion.
Well, get ready for Monday Night Raw.
Okay.
Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets online or charge by phone.
Make Sunday football look like a Cabbage Patch Picnic.
Make Sunday football look like a Cabbage Patch Picnic. I don't think I've ever used that line in an actual spot, but I mean, we'll do it here.
All right, and then give me Celine Dion in the round.
Celine Dion, live at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
And then Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow, coming live to pick a venue.
Well, any venue.
Amelie Arena in Tampa.
Any venue, there's no way in hell I would be anywhere near those venues if it was Barry Manilow or Celine Dion.
I told you the time we actually went to see Barry Manilow, and Colleen, my lovely wife, wasn't able to make because she's getting a knee replacement, but she got elbowed in the face. Everybody, all this enthusiastic audience at a Barry Manilow concert, flapping around like they were at an AC/DC concert.
I go on a date with a dame
she was gonna
a while
have
back.
A black eye.
We're sitting there, and of course, you know, there's like a perfunctory interview that goes on. Of course, I see what's going on, and I'm playing along, really sport for me. And she says, "So, would you ever go to a Barry Manilow concert with me?" I looked at her, and I said, "Two chances of that happening, slim and none, and slim already left town."
Yeah.
And she's like, "You really wouldn't go?" And I said, "I really wouldn't go." She's like, "Well, then I'm not going to see you again." I said, "Bye-bye, I'll call you a cab for a one-way ticket, out." And that was the end of that.
Well, Manilow wasn't your client.
Well, he's your client, so you go see Barry Manilow. And let's face it, Portuguese Princess Colleen, she's got you by the balls, Ed. You got to go.
Well, somebody's got to do something with them.
All right, we've got Butcher Dave. By the way, Butcher Dave, wearing that Make Masculinity Great Again cap looks fantastic.
Thank you very much for the cap. It's very fitting. Thank you for all the recognition over the last week or so. I appreciate it.
And by the way, I should say that you now are in the, you've got the meat headquarters business going on. Let's talk about that because you actually are doing grilling and smoking and all sorts of grilling maneuvers professionally.
Yeah, do a lot of on-location stuff. This weekend was busy. I'm busy next weekend. I got a couple pigs going up in different places.
Really? What are their names? What are her names? Their
Hillary,
names.
Maxine. Also, I've got some other stuff on the fire, so.
All right, fantastic.
We'll keep you
on
informed.
On the charcoals. And we've got Captain Paul. As always, Captain Paul, many thanks for your logistical assistance with the Alpha
General,
Pleasure Fest in Buffalo.
You know, General, I've got to say, this show, there was a first. And, you know, and it relates back to all of the out-of-towners that showed up for the show. And there had to be 3-4 dozen out-of-towners. And what you did during this show, and I wasn't quite sure how it was going to work out, because usually XO Tim and I are moving around, getting everybody's names, trying to remember where they're sitting, and then, you know, we try to get your attention so that they can get up and talk. But what you did this year is you had all of the out-of-towners stand up.
Yep.
And left to right in the audience, we went through, and every out-of-towner was able to give you a high salute, tell you where they were from, and some interesting stories. I thought it was off the charts.
It was great. And, again, an alpha male, a true alpha male, always tries to improve upon himself, and we wanted to improve and come up with a unique way. And I always say after every show, oh, I wish I would have recognized this person or that person. I forgot about this. So I wanted to take the make sure that in the opening segment of the second hour, we had everybody rise. And we had people. How about the table from Des Moines? They've been to every one in the last, I think, six, they told me, or four or five, whatever it was. And we had people from Connecticut, from Florida, from Pennsylvania, from South Carolina, North Carolina.
Iowa.
Oh, we had North Dakota. We had, yeah, well, right, exactly.
Connecticut.
Yeah, everywhere.
Up in Boston, and you give them a good
hit. Canada, we had London, Ontario. Yes. We had people from Hamilton, from Toronto. It was great.
They all felt honored, General.
They did. Oh, it was great. And I'm honored that they would actually travel, come out. And we had one gentleman that had a 3:35 flight. So literally, when the show was done, he haul-tailed to the airport.
He flew in the morning.
Yep.
And he was flying out in the afternoon.
Yeah, we also have from Atlanta, Georgia that came in. So it really was a great honor to have all of them. Next up, we've got Puff Muffin Lori. Now on the main stage, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Puff Muffin Lori.
Oh, you are just a riot.
Yes, I am.
But it really was a great show, and that greeting everybody from around and the stories that I got from the people, they met a couple on a cruise. The girls don't even like cigars. The guys did.
Right.
She bought it for her husband as a birthday gift in Tampa.
Came to Tampa,
then
I remember.
Then they all met and came up here.
Right.
I mean,
she wanted to come. She heard what a great time.
Did.
She said, I'm coming up.
Right. And now they're going back to Tampa in February. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You got this little cult thing going. It's working.
That's why I'm a 5-star, honey. That's why.
That's the
now,
reason.
Let's finish off that story with Puff Muffin Wendy, how you and Puff Muffin Wendy both met. It was at a gym. Let's
all right, we'll make this really short and sweet. So we were at the gym, and I didn't really know anybody. It was a little uncomfortable, a little shy. And then I had just gotten this phone call from my mother, who at the time was probably 83. Dad was 87. And she was telling me a story why she felt the need to tell me that she slipped out of Viagra. And I'm like, okay, one, why do I know this? She goes, well, we were having a little problem. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't need to know. And then she said, but all my girlfriends said that their husbands all use Viagra. And I knew Dad wouldn't go to get a prescription, so one of my friends gave me a half a pill. I said, Mom, Dad just had open-heart surgery 8 months ago. You can't just be giving him stuff. She goes, well, it worked, and he's still alive, and I'm happy.
Sexy time. Sexy time for Puff Muffin Lori's parents.
Oh,
and
God.
That was the first time that I met Lori.
Mama's got needs.
Yeah. Oh, Mama's definitely got needs. She's freaking a hoe.
She's
oh,
awesome.
Oh, no, she's not.
Awesome. When we were down there a year ago, we were down in where they live in Florida, and she kept walking around, come on, Don, just give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. And he's like, so get away from me.
You're leaving us with a wonderful mental image.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were
wow.
So fun. And so,
Puff and Lori, let me ask, what's her favorite position?
Oh, okay. I'm going to say Mom on top.
Cowgirl.
On that one.
Cowgirl. You know what? You may want to suggest reverse cowgirl. Just a thought, or pile driver's always good.
I would have said the
good.
Same thing.
Holy
pile driver's always good. But again, with a heart condition, I don't know if you'll want to do that. All right. We've got Officer Wendy, Puff Muffin Wendy. Actually, you were an officer with the Buffalo Police.
Yes, sir.
Retired.
Yes.
Greatest job
in the world.
How long were you a cop?
I was only there 16 years because I was injured. And but I would be there.
Did you ever fire your weapon?
No, I did not.
Would you like to see me fire my weapon?
No.
I've got the pleasure. You had the billy club. I've got the pleasure stick.
Okay. Because I've never heard that before.
I'm sure you have.
And the handcuffs and
No handcuffs. Forget the handcuffs.
But I will say this. As far as your show goes, I had two friends there yesterday two friends there yesterday. Both, one is a retired Buffalo Fire, one is a female lieutenant. They had, and I'm sorry to say this, never heard of you. They are now 100% fans.
Okay.
I think Joe bought four hats.
Nice.
Absolutely loved it. One of the officers working there is a retired Buffalo police officer. He was an absolute fan, absolutely loved you. He said the same thing, and he got an ashtray.
Fabulous.
So you made three new fans.
Lovely.
So it was nice.
Well, it was great to meet all of them, and it's amazing the number of people that come in. A couple of guys came up to me and said, hey, our buddy dragged us to this thing, and we're like, we didn't know what to expect. We're thinking, it's okay, whatever, we'll suck it up. They said, man, when's the next one? We're coming to the next one. Because my feeling is we give everybody a ton of value. Did all of you try the food from Buffalo River Works, the spread that they had?
Amazing.
Well, I know, Colonel Ange, you were busy. But I'll tell you, they had loads of food from the time people walked in at 10 a.m. to the time it ended at 3 o'clock. They had that carnivore carving station, a big turkey, a turkey's nonstop, the roast beef, the steamship round of beef. They had the pasta station. They had the Salins hot dogs. The desserts were absolutely off the charts. Nobody went home hungry. And the spirit samplings, again, fantastic. Captain Sy, also great having you aboard. You and I have been friends for a long time. I remember when we did our live broadcast with Altadas down at, remember, we met at Morton's. Steakhouse.
Yeah, that was probably about 2002, General.
I think you're right.
And what I did was I said, General, you know, I am an airline pilot, and I know that you are an aficionado of aviation.
Right.
How would you like to come and fly the simulator with me? I had him then.
What time are we going?
What time are we going?
And by the way, it wasn't any. It was the A330. These are about a $21 million simulator. Let me toot Captain Sy's horn here, because Captain Sy retired as the number two seniority captain at U.S. Airways. He started on a DC-3 as a first officer, rose all the way up to the number two seniority position. He was the first to fly the Airbus A330 widebody for U.S. Airways, went to Toulouse, France, learned how to fly the plane, came back and taught all the other pilots at U.S. Airways at the time how to fly and transition them to flying that bird.
And I think what was interesting about that, General, when I trained those pilots, it's the first time that I trained a pilot in the A330 when I never flew the aircraft. And I would tell my students, I said, look, gentlemen, I may not have ever flown this airplane, but I know what it takes to get your to be certified to fly the thing.
Well, Captain Sy, I'll tell you what, as an aviator, as a pilot myself, you have taught me a ton. And I fly professionally just like the way you taught me. And Captain Eric, our other good friend, always learned. And every time we'd go, I'd say, put me through the paces, and you'd always teach me something new. Remember, we flew back in Alpha Army 1, back from Charlotte. You flew back with me to the cigar city of Tampa.
Right.
And en route, there's a big thunderstorm. I see it on the radar. We could see it right out of the windshield ahead. And I said, I need 30 degrees left for weather. And Jacksonville Center says, unable for the next 25 miles. And I said, no, I need it now. And you said, screw them, declare an emergency, because it will be an emergency if we go through it.
Exactly.
Did that, boom, he's like,
exactly.
30 degrees west, our left deviation approved. And you taught me, that's, you got to be an alpha in the cockpit.
I was just about to say that. You must be an alpha to be a good pilot. And I remember hearing a story, which an unnamed airline lost an engine, and
British Airways.
No.
Yes, it was.
It was a British Airways.
It was a 747 out of Los Angeles. Lost the engine on takeoff.
Yes.
They continued across.
Yes.
They ended up having to land, I think, in Shannon, if I'm not mistaken, because they didn't have enough fuel. They had to go low, lower than thought. In the United States, by FAA regulation,
exactly,
you have to bring that plane back. Talk about a wussified beta captain who should have said, I'm bringing this plane right back to Los Angeles, which is right underneath me. Instead, he was a wussified beta, allowed the company to tell him what to do, and did not, in my estimation, exercise the proper duties of being an aviator.
In general, I have to compliment you on something. When I trained you in that simulator, it takes usually a lot to learn, but you were a natural. You are a natural at it. I never had to tell you anything more than once. You absorbed everything with aviation like a sponge. It was incredible, and I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you, Captain Sy. We've got Mick the Brit. Nice job on your British airline, Mick. British Air, lose an engine? Don't worry about it. Go across the pond.
Hey, you're going to be an alpha male. But I will say, General, I quite liked being your co-pilot and taking off from Miami in snow.
That was fun, yes. We simulated that with Captain Eric. Fantastic. And of course, we've got Colonel Ange. Again, great job on the grill and on the smokers, and just a fantastic job. And by the way, Colonel Ange, I should say that if you do not cook, Private G and Mrs. Colonel Ange Rita will not eat.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes, General. She's still trying to figure out the buttons on the stove. She'll get it. She'll get it. Maybe she'll start smoking again, and she'll realize it's a tabletop cigarette lighter. I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
Well, I'll tell you what. I remember you told me one time that you were traveling somewhere, and I said, Colonel Ange, when you come back in like 5 days, are they going to be – you know, without food, are they going to be malnourished when you come back? No problem. I got everything arranged. The name of the pizza, I got 5 different pizza joints, yeah, all on the refrigerator to order. So everything was taken care of.
Yeah, she's got that fast finger. She could get that pizza in that house now. That's my girl.
And later on in the show, I want to talk about restaurants now. They're not properly cooking your steak on purpose, and we'll tell you why. And also, when we come back, we're going to get into... I'm going to play Dr. Phil here on the Cigar Dave Show with Puff Muffin Wendy. She had an interesting dating experience that we are going to want to share. And alphas, you can pay attention to this now. If you're an alpha male, you already know how to act with women. You know the proper etiquette. You know what to do. But we're going to learn from this because this is a case study in what and what not to do. And especially for the dames that are listening, what you should do when you hear something that doesn't sound right, a red flag goes up, boom, go to the right side of your seat, you pull that big red eject handle, and you eject out of that situation. So we will get to that. Those of you that are members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, the August selections are going, have gone out, I think, last week, and this coming week, the Fonseca Classic, Manuel Quesada. This was the first cigar he ever created in 1974, a fabulous, mild and creamy cigar. It's just one of those cigars that have withstood the test of time. It's an oldie but goodie. But something unique has happened over the last 4 years. They've had great weather in the Dominican Republic, and consequently, the filler and binders that are in the Fonseca Classic, Mother Nature has doused them with more sun, meaning more flavor. So it's the same blend, a Connecticut USA shade wrapper. But what happens is, with the sun hitting those tobacco leaves, it gets to be a little bit more strength, more personality, a little bit more flavor. And so now the Fonseca Classic, still mild to medium, but as Manuel Quesada would say, a lot more personality. If you want to get 3 cigars shipped to you every month, we have mild, sometimes medium, full, Nicaraguan, Dominican, a nice cornucopia of cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. And by the way, I know that we send all of you Officers Club selections. Voice telling that, I think they last, what, like 2 days?
About
once you get
4
them?
Days at my house, yeah. Either I smoke them myself or Colleen. Well, Colleen likes her cigars.
Mrs. Voice telling that,
yeah.
The Portuguese princess loves them as well.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong
phenomenal
with that. All right, so those of you that are listening to us for the very first time, we're making a big deal out of this because we are very pleased to be on 102.5 FM The Bone in our home city of Tampa, Florida, USA, our new flagship, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, but now with the General on it, it is Real Raw Pleasure, and it is presented on 102.5 The Bone by the Davidoff Store and Lounge in Tampa at MetWest Center across from International Mall. Great place to enjoy a cigar and great libations, and you never know when you're going to see yours truly there, hanging out, having a cigar, or even conducting broadcast maneuvers. We will come back and tell you the dating travails of Puff Puff and Wendy as the Cigar Dave Show continues.
The August selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is the Fonseca Classic. This mild to medium cigar uses a Connecticut shade wrapper, Dominican long fillers, and a Mexican binder for a smooth smoke from this classic cigar. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
Gurkha has just launched 3 new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo, the Gurkha Chateau Privé, The Gurkha Marquesa and Gurkha Ghost Gold, all three unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privet, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cuban-esque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privet, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, three new cigars just launched.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Cigar Dave Show, your passport to unabashed pleasure.
We continue front and center from the Western New York Theater of Operations, Morado's Restaurant, who is kind enough to allow us to conduct broadcast pleasure maneuvers today. Our post-Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water show, we had a great time last week in Buffalo. Rejoined by Voice Talent Ed, Butcher Dave, Captain Paul, Puff Muffins, Lori and Wendy, Captain Cy, Mick the Brit, Colonel Ann, Sergeant Steve. Now, and by the way, Huff Huff and Lori, where is Exo Tim? Is my understanding that his harem is servicing him after quite a busy day last week?
That actually could be true.
Oh, that's
good.
I've
not heard from him. So that could be true.
Oh, there we go.
There were other things he needed to attend to, so maybe that was it. Who knows what happened yesterday?
To attend to him. Now, Puff Muffin Wendy, I'm going to put on my Dr. Phil hat right now because you know what? You can't make
up.
Make sure you mark that, Sergeant Steve. Thank you very much. I was not going to say that, but that's okay. Now, Puff Muffin Wendy,
yes,
we went out a couple of nights before the Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo. We were at the Seneca Casino, all having some fine delicacies, libations, watching the Buffalo Bills preseason game, and you started to delve into a recent dating experience.
Yes, sir.
So, let's get into this. First of all, relax on my couch here.
I couldn't be, two glasses of wine in, I couldn't be.
Oh, this is going to be even extra better.
I could maybe be naked right now.
Well, go ahead. Why should I stand in the way of your pleasure?
Damn, it's radio.
All right, so, Puff Muffin Wendy, tell us, first of all, where, before you get into the escapades, tell us where you met this gentle... This male.
This person.
Yes, male.
Well,
and no names, please.
Never. So, I'll just a quick background. Dated the same guy 14 years. Was a bum. So we're not even going into
that. Now,
did you
live together?
No.
Did not. 14 years. You was a bum. Why?
We lived 10 houses down from one another.
Okay. Why did you stay with him for 14 years?
Because I was working and he was not, and it was just convenience, blah, blah, blah. So it sent us into, I got rid of him, and into the dating scene from hell.
Now, how long have you been a single Puff Muffin?
4 years.
4 years. Is this the first date you've had in 4 years?
No.
Okay. When was the last time you had a serious length? Correction. When was the last time you had a lengthy dating relationships?
Over 4 years. Lengthy meaning?
Like over a month.
Oh, God. Over 4 years.
Oh, okay. So 4 years.
Yeah.
So basically a lot of first dates, not a lot of second dates.
Ugh. Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about this particular instance. You decided you're going to go online.
Yes. My goofy friends convinced me to try Match.com.
Snatch.com.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Match.com.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Where the predators live and the creepy, I need a wife tomorrow men live.
Okay. And so tell me.
And being an alpha female, which I am an alpha female, but.
As strong as an alpha female is, an alpha female wants a stronger alpha male
absolutely.
To run the show.
But be a gentleman, treat a girl nice.
Ah, by definition, an alpha male is a gentleman and is polite. And has all the correct moves, knows how to open the door, slide the chair out, slide the chair back in.
Makes a phone call, doesn't text.
That is correct. Yeah. Make sure that you get home safely. These are all important items that normal alpha males.
Basic.
Correct. It is basic alpha maleness 101. What you find is there are Neanderthals and Cretans.
And narcissists,
and those are not the alpha males. Those are not the polite ones. So, you end up, does he contact you? You contact him? Tell us the process.
I contacted him.
Okay.
And the first thing he said was, because I wouldn't put my picture on, the first thing he said was, send me a picture. And I called Puff Muffin Lori and said, really?
Well,
like,
wait a minute.
That's all he cared. But
well,
I got
wait a minute.
It.
Wait
got
a minute.
It.
Did he have a picture on?
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of good pictures.
Lots of good, define good. Were they like, you know, open shirt, you know,
no,
by like flexing
no, no
his muscle?
Girl wants open
exactly.
Shirt, no
correct.
Girl.
That was my point.
Just whatever. Okay.
Right. Not standing in
no
front of his
girl.
Boat and not in front of his little Porsche,
no,
small penis sports car.
And no girl wants a you know what pick.
Correct.
Never.
That is correct.
Okay.
I concur 100%. And a real alpha male would never do that.
Penile picture.
Okay. All right. So you contact him. You contact him, and
yes.
what's the initial communication?
That he wanted to meet.
No,
or,
your communication. What did you say?
I said, I'll send you a picture.
No. You reach out. Did you
I
say
said
you look nice?
Like, hi, I liked your profile. I liked your picture. If you would like to
to see a picture of me, I'll be more than happy to send it. He goes, send a pic.
Fine. So what are you complaining about? What are you complaining about?
Absolutely
right. Okay,
nothing.
So you send him the pic, then what happens?
So then we met the next day, and we met at...
Now, did he initiate and say, look, what did he tell you when he called you?
He said he liked the picture. He didn't call.
Oh, he liked the picture. Did he not call you to contact you to see what you sounded like? You could have a conversation?
Yeah, you know what? I believe he did.
I could
be wrong, but
so
I
the conversation went well?
Yeah.
Okay. Very,
and then he said, let's meet at a mid-lying place to where we both lived. So we met at a Starbucks.
Geographically equidistant Starbucks.
Yes. And what I thought, and I walked in there like, the hell with this. It's going to be fun. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
And from his perspective, it's a low-risk investment.
Right.
$5, basically, unless you order a mocha latte, frappuccinos, Kappa mocha, java,
and
whatever.
And let me say one thing.
Yes.
Let me say one thing. I worked hard my whole life.
Yes.
I don't need any man's money. I'm not a gold digger. Just want somebody to be nice.
Okay, you want somebody to be nice.
I'm
and
respectful.
So you come in. Was he there first or were you there first?
He was there first.
Okay, you walk in, and did you know right off the bat? You knew who he was?
Yes.
Did he look like his picture?
Yes.
Okay, and so how did it go? Was there chemistry?
It was great. It was great.
What was great about it?
It was, we sat there for 3 hours.
Oh, great. A lot of conversation.
And laughed, talked, whatever. And anybody, my answer to that is anybody can be anybody they want for the first little while.
Yeah.
Okay. So 3 hours goes by, and then what happens?
I drive home the next day.
No. Does he say to you, I want to see you again?
I apologize.
By the way, Exo Tim has just arrived, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, Exo Tim, also a major great help for the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water. Exo Tim, glad you could make it.
Hello, Dave. Great show yesterday.
By the way,
I don't have much of a voice left.
No, it's okay. We'll make it as an alpha, as a five-star. I will trudge through it just like General George S. Patton with his Third Army, cutting right through Europe. But, Exo Tim, you're a little winded. I understand the harem had some pleasure maneuvers that went on this afternoon, my understanding. We got the word.
Yeah, we're not doing this on the air.
Okay, good. All right, fine. Excellent. All right, well, you're winded, so that's a good thing. All right, so Puff Puff and Wendy continue talking about you're at Starbucks. 3 hours goes by. Great conversation. Does he say to you, I really enjoyed it. I want to see you again. How does he leave?
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. And like foolishly, which I've learned, I called him on the way home.
You initiated the call.
That is a horrible move
because an alpha male will always initiate. And now, I don't believe in playing games. However, what I do believe is that sometimes if you like somebody, you don't play games. But sometimes let a little time, especially from a male perspective. Gentlemen, listen to this. You want the woman thinking, did he like me? I mean, it's okay to say, hey, look, enjoyed it. But you want to be a little James Bondish. You want to be a little bit... Not standoffish, but you want to be a little bit mysterious. Women like a little mystery. Women want to be pursued. So consequently, you wait, I would say, until the next day, and then initiate a call or a simple text saying, just wanted to make sure you got home okay. That, to me, is very gentlemanly, and you leave it like that. And the woman says,
I agree.
Well, that's very nice. Okay, great. So you called him on the way home. Why?
Because I'm an idiot.
Okay. And what did you say to him?
That I wanted to talk to him because I and
you just talked to him for 3 hours.
That has changed.
No, it's not. You've just talked to him for 3 hours. What did you want to talk to him about?
It's changed.
Okay. Well, how long ago was this, by the way?
A year ago.
So, 3 hours you talked to him, and then you got to call him again.
Which gave him he brought up. Oh, she called me again, and I'm the man.
All right, and how did you leave it there after the conversation?
It was good. I know, just good.
So what did he say?
All
right, what did he say?
He said, I want to see you again, and I said, let me know.
Great. When does he call you again?
The next morning, he texts me.
I text you. All right, bad move. That's a red flag.
So what do you do, not answer?
Red flag. Well, what I would say is I prefer somebody to call me. What I'd say, I reply back. What does he say in the text?
From what I can remember, hey, I'm not doing anything tonight. You want to come over for pizza? I said, no, I don't want to come to your house. It's too soon.
You texted this to him?
Yes.
Okay.
And he said, well, then we can go out for pizza.
My reply would have been, sure, if you want to ask me out, call me. That's how you left it. Let him take the initiation to call you. Because to me, a gentleman, an alpha, calls. All right, so you meet for pizza. You go to his house. You don't go in.
No,
now,
I do not.
A real alpha gentleman would have said, well, because I know you're geographically, you live to the south,
well,
he lives
yeah.
to the north.
Yeah.
A real alpha gentleman would have stated and said, look, I know that you live down that neck of the woods. I'm going to come down to you. I'm going to find a great restaurant. We're going to go have a nice dinner conversation. I'm going to make it easy. The alpha takes the initiative. He is the leader. He did not. So you schlep all the way. How long did it take you? 40 minutes?
Yeah, at least.
40 minutes, and you trudge up to his house. He comes out, correct?
Yes.
Then he takes you where? What kind of restaurant?
To some pizza place.
A pizza
I ride
place.
In his car.
Okay.
To some pizza place.
Did he open
place.
The door for you?
No.
Red flag number two. Let's keep track of this. All right.
Me.
All right. So that's red flag number two. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh,
nothing. No, no.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's all red for you, right? Red flag number two.
Yep.
So then we go to the pizza place and he places the order.
Okay.
Ask me what I want.
All right, great.
Places the order, I don't care.
Now you sit. It's a sit-down place?
Yeah, but it's like a, it's a pizza place. It's not like a fancy pizza place.
Oh,
it's just
fancy.
A pizza place.
All right, so he orders at the counter or the waiter
yes,
comes
Yes, he orders out? At the counter. All the kids know him because he's a teacher, blah, blah, blah. He thinks
okay.
he's a big shot, and
okay.
that's cute, whatever. So, yeah, that was day number two. So, but in between that time, when we placed the order till the time we got the food, he says, let's go take a ride. And I mistakenly forgot this when I told you the story. First part of the ride was we went to his sister's house.
Wait.
What?
You went from the pizza. You're waiting for the pizza.
Yes, sir.
So he says instead of staying at the restaurant and having a drink and talking to you directly.
And there was
to know
no
you,
alcohol there.
That's
but
fine. That's
he
okay.
drink.
Okay,
that's fine.
That's okay. That's not
that's
an issue.
Just
but then he
fine.
Says, what is it? We're going to go for a ride. And you're
I'll
thinking.
I'll show you around the neighborhood.
Okay. And then where he takes you to his sister.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
There's date number three, and we will talk about date number three and the rest of that short-lived relationship that Puff Muff and Wendy met on Match.com when the final and concluding segment of this special post-Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
As the global alpha male and connoisseur in chief, I use my exceptional palate to select great cigars to present to you as a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club, where every month you receive three cigars, unique cigars, differing tastes from different countries, different palate selections. But it's your opportunity to enjoy fabulous cigars each month. And for August 2018, I present to you the Fonseca Classic, the original cigar created in 1974 by Manuel Quesada. It is an oldie but goodie. And over the last 4 years, Mother Nature, between the temperature and between fermentation, has allowed the cigar tobaccos in the Fonseca Classic to be a little bit richer, so there's more flavor, more creaminess. An exceptional cigar, the Fonseca Classic. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. $22.95 per month. You get the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now and join the Officers Club today.
If you're like millions of cigar buffs, you've enjoyed a love affair with Romeo y Julieta. Your passion has made it the world's best-known brand, trusted to deliver excellent mild smoke. But now, you're ready for something new and avant-garde, something bolder with more panache. Now, there's Romeo by Romeo y Julieta, a modern, fuller-bodied smoke created to lead an exciting new trend in luxury cigars. Romeo is our finest Romeo y Julieta, an awesome, manly smoke, robust and rich in complex flavor sensations. Each leaf is carefully selected, delicately aged, and meticulously crafted by expert hands full of wisdom and tenderness. Hands with decades of experience, culminating in an unforgettable smoke. Your first Romeo will blow you away. The passion you've always felt will soar to new heights. You'll discover the passion that burns within. Visit The Cigar Life on Facebook and Twitter.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. Arriving as a wussified beta male. Departing as a certified alpha male.
Cigar Dave, mission accomplished.
All right, final minutes on this edition of the Cigar Dave Show. We bring back Puff Muffin Wendy, her Match.com dating story. Two dates, second date, pizza place, ends up meeting the sister, the mother. So at the end of the second date, after all these red flags, I counted 5 red flags, he says to you what?
Tomorrow night I'm going to go meet my assistant coach. You want to come meet me?
Again, wait. So you got to go all the way from where you live, 40 minutes back up north to meet him?
Yep.
And what did you say?
I said, okay.
Why?
Because I'm nice.
Stupid. Oh, no. Stupid, Puff Muffin Lori. That is correct.
That would be stupid.
Okay, so.
Wait,
so
have you ever done it? Absolutely.
Okay, so wait a minute. We got to move along here. So date number three, you go up, and what happens?
We sit, and we whatever, have something to eat, and I paid for it.
Whoa! We didn't hear that initially. Whoa!
I have to be honest.
Wait a minute. That we never heard in the initial story. Keep that mic nice and close, Puff.
I just thought about it.
So wait a minute. The check comes. Where did you go, by the way?
A barbecue place up
there.
Great.
So the check, he orders. The check comes. What happens?
It just sat there.
He didn't take it?
No.
You should have excused yourself and said, great, I would have left. So the guy, how much was the check?
I don't know, like $30.
No matter what. An alpha male looks and says, I called you on the date. Boom. He should have picked that up. So, again, that to me, that is three red flags right there. That counts for three.
I think it's up to four.
No, that's like eight total.
Okay.
So the guy doesn't pay. So this is now the third date. All right? Any kissy-kissy action?
No.
Anything? Nothing. Any chemistry?
Kind of, but no.
But you know there's a three-date rule. After three dates, if it's not happening, eject.
Yeah.
All right, so now he makes you pay. What happens? How do
Number
you leave
four,
it?
He asked me to a concert with his friends, stands there, talks about his friend, like, oh, look at her, tells me that I would dress very nicely.
Right.
And I got compliments from people walking around that just said I look nice. He said I should have dressed more athletically.
Which means what? What, a pair of yoga pants?
He wanted me in sneakers and, like, spandex shorts, which I don't wear.
Okay.
And a tank top.
Okay.
And I dressed nicely.
And what did you tell him?
I said, well, I wanted to look appropriate for this, not like I was going to the gym.
All right, so red flag number nine. And after this point, this is now four dates, nine red flags. And what
happened?
Hey,
the last one's my favorite.
So wait a minute. So does he say, great, I want to see you again?
Yeah, so I said, well, you know what? Maybe I should invite you to my house. I invite him to my house. I said, I'm going to make him dinner.
So wait a minute. You have any sexual attraction?
Mm-mm.
No sexual attraction. Why on earth would you invite him for a fifth date to your house?
I don't know.
So what happens?
So I take him. I invite him to the house. He comes. I say
just
to him.
Yes.
You invite
him.
I say to him, look, we'll make steaks on the grill. I said, you know, is there anything you want? He said, I want red potatoes and asparagus. I said, okay. I go pick it up. When I go pick up, instead of two steaks, I get four, just thinking I don't want him to be without, whatever.
Okay.
45 minutes before he's supposed to come over, he sends me a text and says, my brother's coming with me.
Now, you didn't invite the brother, so that's red flag number 10.
I never met the brother.
Now, why at that point did you not say, I invited you, not the brother? And now that I think about it, something's come up. I can't make it.
Because I was stupid.
All right, so he comes over with the brother.
So he comes over, he cooks the steaks, I cook the other stuff when I'm plating the other stuff. Him and his brother sitting there as I plate it, they take the food, they take the asparagus and the red potatoes out of the bowls. I never got any.
So wait a minute, they start eating before you sat down?
Yep.
All right, cretins, again,
right?
Horrible. Go ahead, continue.
That's not the best part of the story. The best part of the story is his brother then says, as I'm cleaning up, his brother says, could I please have some dental floss? Do you have any? Thinking, okay, I'll have the dental floss, you know. So I bring him down those little toothpicker things with the dental floss in it. Thinking they'll go outside. They don't go outside. They do it at the table. The guy that was with me is flossing his teeth, and his friggin' tooth fell out of his face. And he caught it.
All right. So after all this,
asked me for a bag. I said, what are you going to put it under the pillow for the friggin' tooth fairy?
Apparently he would. So after this, did you learn your lesson yet?
Yes. And then I went to Puff Muff and Lori's house and Timmy's house and got drunk by 11 o'clock
in
the morning.
Great. You haven't seen him since?
No, but he keeps sending me messages.
Tell him, I don't want to hear from you.
I did.
You're a loser. Five dates, over 11 red flags, but you know who the only one to blame is? Puff Muff and Wendy? You. And we're going to work on that in a future edition of the Cigar Dave Show. Hope you enjoyed our special post-Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the Water Show from the Buffalo Theater of Operations. Thanks to Voice Talent Ed.
You got it, buddy.
Butcher Dave, Captain Paul, Puff Muffin Lori, and Wendy XO Tim. Mrs. Captain Paul, too. We've got Captain Cy, Mick the Brit, Colonel Ann, Sergeant Steve, Cigar Dave the General. Say Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff
for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. 2 days of deliberations and a weekend off. Now jurors in Paul Manafort's financial fraud trial return for a third day on Monday.
The former Trump campaign chairman is accused of hiding from the IRS millions of dollars that he made advising Russia-backed politicians in Ukraine and then lying to banks to get loans when the money dried up. He faces 18 counts on tax evasion and bank fraud. Jurors ended their second day of deliberations on Friday without reaching a verdict. The U.S. District Judge in the case says he has received threats and he fears for the peace and safety of the jurors. Because of that, he's refusing to make the jurors' names public at the end of the trial. Greg Clagston, Washington.
Italy's president is demanding guarantees that all the nation's roads are safe following the Genoa Highway Bridge collapse. This after he hugged and comforted mourners at a state funeral in the grieving port city. The death toll now stands at 43. Brazil's public security minister says the military will no longer be in charge of security forces in Rio de Janeiro state. It'll start in December. Prosecutors say former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos should spend some time in prison and pay a fine for lying to the FBI during the Russia probe.
In a court filing, prosecutors working for special counsel Robert Mueller say Papadopoulos' lies cost the FBI an opportunity to properly question a professor Papadopoulos was in contact with. That professor apparently told him the Russians possessed dirt on Hillary Clinton in the form of emails. The professor left the U.S. the month after Papadopoulos' interview with the FBI, and he's not returned since.
Ben Thomas reporting. Right-wing demonstrators gathered Saturday in Seattle for a Liberty or Death rally that drew counter-protesters from the left, this while dozens of police worked to keep both sides safely separated. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
President Trump is asking federal business regulators to explore the idea of semi-annual earnings reports.
President Trump says he's been speaking with corporate leaders who say that they'd rather prepare twice-yearly profit, revenue, and spending reports rather than the quarterly earning reports now required by the Securities and Exchange Commission. It's a practice that began in the 30s to help rebuild investor confidence. Twice-a-year reporting would save time and money, and experts say it would reduce the stress for hitting short-term performance and stock price goals, while the SEC says it's already been exploring the idea. Professor Charles Elson at the University of Delaware is opposed, saying quarterly reports can offer warning signals if a company is heading in the wrong direction. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And you can check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. At a time when big box retailers are trying to offer the same convenience as their online competitors, the biggest U.S. grocery chain is testing the use of driverless cars to deliver groceries. The test is being done in a Phoenix suburb.
Kroger's pilot program launched this week with a robotic vehicle parked outside one of its own Fry's supermarkets in Scottsdale. A store clerk loaded the back seat with full grocery bags. A man was in the driver's seat and another was in the front passenger seat with a laptop. Both were there to monitor the car's performance. Under the self-driving service, shoppers can order same-day or next-day delivery online or on a mobile app for a flat rate of about $6. Patrick Voss reporting.
Police say two people died after a small plane crashed in Carroll County, Maryland. The pilot and one passenger were the only people on board. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. It's a big day, big show coming your way. This hour, we're going to be joined by Governor Haley Barbour in the bullpen right now, and Ron Hosko, former assistant director of the FBI and a former colleague, worked right under Robert Mueller, and I got to get his impression of the sixth person, major figure in the FBI over the last few years to get fired or just quit their job. Peter Strzok, the latest. And we want to take your calls, 1-866-408-7669, and I see you calls up there. We're also going to read some of your Facebook comments from our big preview on Facebook Live. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the biggest things you need to know, to the power of three, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
Now, he called me and he said, I'll never run for president against you. Oh, please do it. The one thing we know, and they do say, anybody that runs against Trump suffers.
Donald Trump, politics aplenty, calling out Andrew Cuomo and Senator Gillibrand. Both, I believe, will be Democratic candidates. How will they match up? And what about the midterm? Some significant primaries today. What does it all mean for November? We'll talk to Haley Barbour about that.
Number two.
There are conflicting reports as to when you first heard the tape where the president allegedly uses the N-word.
I did not hear it until after I closed the book, and the person allowed me to hear it. Had I heard it while I was working in the White House, I would have left immediately.
Really? There's some audio tape that you just released that has a different story. Amorosa, her claims have holes you could drive an Amtrak train through, but yet networks are giving her the time of day despite her rudeness and aloofness. Why? Because she's anti-Trump.
Number one.
Keep in mind, Peter Strzok received a much fairer process than what he was giving to Donald Trump.
He made a very, very serious mistake. Personal sympathy for Strzok, but ultimately I think it was the right decision.
Really, Alan Dershowitz, personal sympathy? Did you see this clown audition for 8 hours in front of the American public to give his side of the story? He came off pompous, arrogant, and self-important, and now he's been fired. Governor Haley Barbour, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, Brian. Thank you for having me back.
No problem. Governor, from your perspective, are you stunned about how much indiscretion has been going on at the upper reaches of the FBI that's been revealed already? And not so much opinion. We're talking about text messages, and we're talking about a paper trail.
Well, it is very concerning. I mean, I grew up when the FBI had the highest confidence of the American people. And it was, I mean, it going all the way back to before I was born, what a big difference it made. So this is an institution that is being damaged by its own people. And I think Americans are not only angry about it, I think they worry about the long-term damage, because it's very critical for us to have a strong Federal Bureau of Investigation for our security. It's national security, but our security against crime. And this brings a lot of that into question.
It does. And just to give people an exchange to understand that this isn't Governor Haley Barbour, the former RNC chair, saying he's upset about the FBI and how they targeted seemingly the president because they found him unworthy. He's concerned overall. Here's a little of who Peter Strzok is. Cut eight.
My presumption, based on that horrible, disgusting behavior, that the American population would not elect somebody demonstrating that behavior to be president of the United States. We'll stop it. You were speaking on behalf of the American people. Is that correct? I don't recall writing that text. What I can tell you is that text in no way suggested that I or the FBI would take any action to influence the candidacy of
Agent
candidate
Strzok. That is a fantastic answer to a question nobody asked.
Yep. Why wouldn't you think someone was biased? If they're going after Governor Haley Barbour and you find out in their text messages how much they despise you, how could you possibly think there wasn't bias there? You're a human being. Am I correct?
Well, I don't think I'm the only person that thinks you're correct. I mean, there are a lot of people who are not conservatives, who are not Republicans, who look at this, and you can't help but say, come on, give me a break. I mean, this is as blatant as it could possibly be, and there's no way you can sugarcoat it.
Governor, what do you think this state right now, if the midterms were today, and this was the Tuesday we voted in August, do your numbers and do your instinct tell you that the blue wave would be large?
No, I don't think it would be large. I think thank goodness the election's not today. It's several weeks off to the first Tuesday in November. And if you go back to the first Tuesday in November last year, the Democrats were much stronger. The Republicans were much weaker. And if you look 6 months ago, 3 months ago, the Republican position has improved each time. The economic growth that we have in this country after 8 years of 2.1% average GDP growth per annum under Obama, and them saying that's the best that we can do. We had 4.1% economic growth in the last quarter. It's doubled. I mean, think the American people understand what would the difference be in this country if we had been growing the economy at 4.1% for the last 10 years, not 2.1, or even at the historical post-World War II average of 3.1%. And the American people got sense enough to understand this surge in economic growth is a product of policy. We've quit the bad economic policies of Obama, of higher taxes, more government, excessive regulation, and we've come on with the right kind of policies of lower taxes, of regulatory reform that takes much of the cost burden off our private sector economy, and the private sector economy is really growing. That's been the biggest change in the last since January, and particularly in people's minds since April. But I think today, if I had to handicap it on a percentage, I'd say the Democrats probably got about a 52% chance of winning the House, and the Republicans probably got a 48% of keeping the House. But those numbers are so much better than 12 months ago, and they've got another 2.5 months to get even better, and I think they will. I think the Republicans in November will end up keeping the House. We'll lose some seats, but I think we'll keep the majority.
Well, if that happens, that would be almost as big as President Trump winning again, being that tradition for the last 100-plus years has been the party in power takes a pounding in the first midterm. So I want to give you a stat. Gallup did a poll. They asked Democrats, hey, what do you think of socialism and what do you think of capitalism? 57% of Democrats in 2018 have a positive view of socialism. You know how many Republicans? 16%. If you're a Republican looking to win over, and I don't know the answer to this, looking to win over independents or moderates, what do you do with those numbers?
Well, you make very plain that socialism has never worked economically anywhere in the world ever. I mean, you look at what socialist Russia, socialist China, you can look down the road, I mean, back in history from one end of the road to the other, and this does not work for the common man. It doesn't work for the middle class. It doesn't work to elevate the poor. It usually becomes run by a bunch of oligarchs. So capitalism has produced more economic prosperity for more people than any other system of economics ever. And you look at there are not only Democrats in polls, look at the Democratic candidate for governor of Georgia. Newsweek said she was an inch or two from being an outright socialist. You've got candidates all across this country that are Democrats running as, quote, Democratic socialists. And I think it's a terrifically bad thing for the Democratic Party and for the country. I remember John Kennedy when I was a boy.
Yeah.
I mean, John Kennedy was a capitalist who understood that the private economy is what makes America the greatest, most prosperous, most free nation in the history of the world. Even Bill Clinton. I can remember I was chairman of the Republican National Committee when Bill Clinton got elected president. And while he was a tax raiser, he certainly wasn't a socialist. He understood the private economy, and he wanted to make it work.
Yeah, those people were supported. You know, those are where the donations come from, too. Socialists don't give a lot of donations. Tom Perez, head of the DNC, said this about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Cut 38.
My daughters, I have three kids, two of whom are daughters. One just graduated college, one is in college, and they were both texting me about their excitement over Alexandria because, you know, she represents the future of our party. She ran a spirited campaign. I have great respect for Joe Crowley. Joe Crowley is a good Democrat. He was one of the sponsors of the Medicare for All bill. He's fought the good fight.
Really? A Medicare for All bill. They want a guaranteed income. And she says he is the future of the party. Every candidate she's back has lost in the primary, but yet she's still out there as the face of the party. What would you do if you were running a Republican campaign knowing the DNC chair said that?
Well, look, I think for Republicans, we need to get the country focused on what's the most important issue to them, and that's the economy. By far, jobs and the economy is really one issue, jobs and the economy, but by grammar it's are the most important things to the average American, to most Americans.
Right.
And we need this election to be about the tremendous change that during the Trump administration Republicans have made in economic policy and the results of that, because the result has been outstanding, particularly in the heartland. You know, I'm talking to you, Brian, from Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. is recession-proof.
Yep.
You know, government just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and spends more and more and more. But out in the heartland on Main Street, you couldn't tell the difference between the recession and the recovery during the Obama administration. For small businesses, for agriculture, for working people, they weren't part of the Obama economy. Trump wants organic growth. He wants people to build facilities, to hire more employees, to buy equipment. That's the way he wants to grow the economy, and the American private economy is responding to what has been done to let the American people keep more of what they earn so they can decide the best way to spend that money, not the government decide, because they can make better decisions for their families and their community than Washington, D.C. can.
No, I hear
and,
you.
And it's underreported how much difference the regulatory reform efforts of this administration have made, because it's been a tremendous factor for many, many businesses to allow them to grow.
That's a good point, and they should talk about that more. Now, what do you say when people look at the hard numbers and say the president's tone and a lot of the arguments he has is losing with suburban women, mostly, and a lot of them are white women. When you look at those hard numbers and you don't look at Mr. and Mrs. Johnson living in somewhere in America, how do you get past that?
Well, again, if you want to let this be a referendum among suburban women on Donald Trump, then you're making a mistake. If I am a Republican candidate in suburban America,
yep,
or anywhere in America for that matter, I want this election to be about me, my record, my ideas, the policies I support compared to my Democrat opponents. Well, there are a lot of Democrat member candidates for Congress who want to pretend they're running against Donald Trump. They need to make sure the election is about the Republican candidates,
yep,
his ideas, the Democrat candidates and their ideas. And as you just said, so many of these people now admit they're outright socialists. And Americans don't have to look very far to understand that is a failed economic policy, and it'll fail in the United States. So
right,
that's what we need to make this about, issues. Make this about issues, particularly the economic issues.
He's former two-term governor of Mississippi, chairman of the Republican Governor Association, worked as political director with Ronald Reagan, and chairman of the Republican National Committee. You would think he could just retire, but he's still working in Washington. Haley Barber, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you for having me, Brian.
You got
thank
it. Always great. 1-866-408-7669. In 10 minutes, we go to the former deputy under Robert Mueller, Ron Hosko, about the changes at the FBI.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call us at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785.
Living the Bream is a podcast hosted by Fox News Channel's Shannon Bream, sharing inspirational stories, personal anecdotes, and an insider's perspective on actions and rulings from the High Court. Find it now on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
It's the new Jerry Willis Podcast.
I love giving you an edge with your money. I like to break it all down so that you wind up with more money in your pocket, more confidence in your future.
Find it now on FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Reading. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory. The science fiction fantasy Land of the Giants was created by Towering Inferno's master of disaster, Irwin Allen. It was about seven airline passengers in the 80s who hit a space warp and landed in a new world. The theme was by jazz musician Johnny Williams, now known as composer John Williams. The show aired from 1968 to 1970. Tune to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
You know, I think it's sad that with all the things that's going on in the country that he would take time out to insult me and to insult my intelligence. This is his pattern with African Americans, and he doesn't know how to control himself. He has no impulse control, and he doesn't have the tact for the presidency. It's actually really sad to watch him become unhinged.
And that's the name of her book. And by the way, he calls everyone stupid, everybody. So I hate to tell you, it's not just black, it's white, it's everybody. He doesn't care, woman, male. That's just the way he operates, and she knows that, but that's a smart move on her part with everything going on in the country. She loves the attention he's giving, and I so would hope the president would understand that he gave Michael Wolff $1 zillion, and he's about to give Amorosa more money. Meanwhile, America great from the start. Let's look at the positive. I've taken the three books, George Washington's Secret Six, Thomas Jefferson, the Tripoli Pirates, and most importantly, Andrew Jackson, The Miracle of New Orleans, which comes out on paperback this fall. And I have three events. It's just about you guys. It's about America, how we started, and some of the interesting twists and turns about how America stood on its feet during the most trying times in the 1700s and 1800s. The tour will be in Tampa, October 19th, Norfolk, Virginia, October 20th, and Nashville, October 21st. Tickets are on sale now. With the ticket, you get a book, signed book of Andrew Jackson, The Miracle of New Orleans, a paperback, which I haven't even seen yet, but it's going to be out. I'll be able to hold it and bend it shortly. Go to briankilmeade.com/tour to get tickets, and there's not many left. And also, there's VIP tickets, too, so I could personalize the book and spend some more quality time afterwards. 1-866-408-7669. Jeff is listening in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Jeff.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
I just woke up to this morning to tweet that the president sent to Omarosa. And I'm a veteran, and I'm a person that was born during the Jim Crow days. And I think it's terrible that in the 21st century, an official statement from the president of the United States, from the office of the president of the United States, calling a black woman a dog. I can't imagine if Obama had did that, what would be happening if he'd said that to, say, one of your colleagues at Fox News. I'm just lost for words. And I think that the black community has had a curious relationship with Omarosa. She was not very well liked, to be make it blunt. She is now saying the things that, you know, we have felt as the people about Donald Trump. But now that they're mat at one another, it's like a lover's spat or a bad divorce.
Jeff, I agree with you. Hey, Jeff, I agree with you. It's not the language ever is okay, woman or man. And the thing is, that's just the way this president is. He goes for the jugular with everybody. I don't think race is the reason. He's oblivious to it. And if you wrote a book about him after working with him and violated your NDA, he'd go after you. The way he trashed Rubio, Walker, all these guys, Jeb Bush, he doesn't see a difference.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1972.
John Dean.
I guess I'd have to say there was probably the
opening act of one of America's great tragedies.
Elvis had a hard time dealing with mother and the little girl that I was to him. To show any kind of vulnerability and security to me was not macho. It was not something that he felt I should see. So our communication was horrible.
We mourn our Israel friends, victims of this brutal assault. The Olympic flag and the flags of all the world fly at half-mast. The greater and the more important the Olympic Games become, the more they are open to commercial, political, and now criminal pressure.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. Things are getting hotter than a pizza oven at Papa John's, where a pizza with extra legal trouble seems to be on the menu. John Schnatter, the pizza chain's founder and the John in Papa John's, is suing his former company.
When I was 15, I learned how to make pizzas from a real Italian.
Schnatter was asked to resign after he admitted using a racial slur. But in his lawsuit filed in Delaware, he claims he's been falsely accused of using the slur in a negative way. He's explained that he himself would never use that word, while pointing out that Colonel Sanders of KFC fame used to talk that way. Schnatter is now demanding access to company documents, and he's indicated that he regrets stepping away from Papa John's. In a statement, Papa John's says it's saddened and disappointed by the lawsuit, calling it needless and wasteful, but they promise to give Schnatter access to any documents that he's legally entitled to see. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Both of you identify as Democratic Socialists. What does that mean?
Well, I think it means, among other things, that if you work 40 hours a week, you should be earning a living wage $15 an hour. That's what it means. It means that we're going to make public colleges and universities tuition free. It means that we end the international disgrace of the United States being the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all people as a right.
So he's not answering the question. Bernie Sanders, again, when asked about socialism, he did the same thing with Hillary Clinton last year. He did the same thing when different curators running debates were brought up. He would just bring up the positives to what he would do, not how he would pay for it or where it's worked before. Stuart Varney here from Varney & Company. You see him all over the channel, both channels, Fox News as well as Fox Business. But this is a passion for you, Stuart. That's why I wanted to open up with Bernie Sanders with Stephen Colbert.
Look, let's be very clear. I consider myself a refugee from socialism. I left socialist England in the 1970s, and it was a mess. I don't wish to see that repeated in my new home, the United States of America. Let me explain myself. In the 1970s in Britain, all kinds of industries were actually owned and run by the government. But it was coal mining, steel making, transportation, airlines, railroads, electric power generation, you name it. The government owned it and ran it. That was an old-fashioned socialist society, and it was being run into the ground. When I left, they were on a 3-day week because the coal industry had been shut down by a miners' strike, and the power workers were on strike. Inflation was going through the roof. The economy, not exactly collapsing, but in terrible shape. Fast forward to today, and you've got Bernie Sanders out there talking about democratic socialism. He's actually making socialism more attractive, especially to young people. This idea of free college, free health care, a guaranteed minimum income. That's all very attractive because you're giving something away. You're not taking control of industry. That's old-fashioned socialism. This is new stuff which appeals to younger people in particular. I think he's got an interesting message. I hope he fails.
Right. If you were Hillary Clinton and you had any guts at all, you would have called him out at his core. But instead, you see his passionate crowds and you say, I can't alienate those people. Instead, if you really are a candidate that is driven by service, not ego, you say, Mr. Sanders, congratulations. You're not even a Democrat, number one. Number two is you have not passed any meaningful legislation your entire life. You're now in your 70s. And number three is you have not done the math to show me who pays for it. Unless you want to vilify the successful, better known as the rich. They have stolen, therefore we're taking some of that money back.
She didn't do any of that. She did not go after him at all. She didn't do the kowtow to him. That's not accurate. But she didn't aggressively go after his ideas. The most important thing she could have done, and which we should be doing now, how do you pay for this? How on earth do you pay for this? It's no good saying, well, tax the rich, and that'll give us a guaranteed income and free college and free health care. That's nonsense. You can double the taxation of rich people, and you still wouldn't have enough by any means to pay for what they're asking.
So they did a poll, this Harris poll, and they asked the majority of Americans, would you vote for a socialist? 76% said they would not vote for a socialist political candidate. 24% said they would vote for a socialist. Now, Colbert actually grilled Bernie Sanders. Is this really the message? Do you have that one, Eric? Because I have it verbatim if you don't. Yeah, let's look. Let's listen.
There's a little taint to socialism that turns people off.
I don't really think so. I think the real issue is that the ideas that we have been talking about, almost without exception, Stephen, are now ideas that are mainstream ideas that are supported by the vast majority of the American people.
No, wrong. I don't agree with that. I don't think socialism is mainstream at this point. Too many people are asking, well, what about the experience of Venezuela, the Soviet Union? Too many people have some image of socialism as a failure. And everybody's asking, how are you going to pay for this? Don't just say you're going to tax the rich. You will end up inevitably taxing middle America. And that's not a very good message for voters.
Right. But he went on to say, too, and you know why Colbert's asking these questions? Because he's concerned that Democrats are blowing it. He thinks this midterm, like tradition will have you, would be for the party that lost the White House. And usually they're 2 years in, they go ahead and they take at least one chamber. Now, the question is, if you go ahead and run socialist candidates the majority of the American people don't want, you lose. So he is trying to talk Bernie Sanders out of socialism because he's concerned that too many Democrats are going to be labeled with him.
Okay, well, maybe he's right. Maybe he's right that a far-left message, if that's the message of the candidate of the Democrats, it's a losing message. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's trying to pull them back into the center. Good luck with that, because if you look at the Democrat Party right now and the results of recent elections, although Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the people that she promoted, they didn't win. But those ideas are increasingly taking over the Democrat Party. I'd actually turn this on its head. It's not so much that socialism is popular. I think it's that capitalism is not. A vast number of people think that capitalism has failed. It's failed to provide a living wage. It's failed to provide housing for the homeless. It's failed to provide modern medical services for most people. Capitalism has failed. I think that's the message. And if Bernie Sanders concentrated on that, as opposed to what he's going to give you, might be more successful.
Well, a couple of things. I don't want to get into a deep economic dissertation here, but we don't have pure capitalism. I mean, we have Social Security. We have Medicaid. We have Medicare. We have unemployment insurance. These are just some of the things that are social programs that you pay into that helps the collective. So it's not Darwinism where either you get a job or you end up naked in a ditch.
Right.
But we should back up that sense that America had is we want to compete. We're not guaranteed victory. We're guaranteed the ability to pursue happiness. I change it for success, whatever you label it. I know these guys. I get on the train at 2:30, 3 o'clock, and most of these guys are blue-collar workers. They seem really happy. You think that they're walking around going, life has given me a they're sitting there saying life has really dealt me a bad hand? No. But they don't have the same goals as me. I can't do what they do. Maybe they can't do what I do. But we are America. We have different goals. Maybe you live for the weekends. Maybe you're a workaholic and you love to work. An opportunity to pursue whatever your success is envisioned.
That's it. That's important. The opportunity to go at it, go for your dream. I remember how liberating that was when I first came to America. I come from old collectivist socialist Europe, and I arrive in this market economy, this United States of America, where there's no, it didn't matter who your dad was or your mom was. It didn't matter how you talked. It didn't matter the color of your skin. You were out there. You were able to climb the food chain as far as your brains, talent, drive, and ability would get you. And America is still like that. Okay, we've modified it a little bit, but we're still like that. I still have that feeling of liberation to be in a society which values individual freedom. It's a wonderful thing.
Right, and the thing is, this is where I break from traditional thought. I believe there's glory in the effort. And sometimes you don't win. It doesn't mean you lost. Glory sometimes gets delayed. Success sometimes leads you in a direction you're better off in the future. And if you could understand that there's glory in the effort, try to be as resourceful as possible, as flexible as you can. But in the end, you grab a beer at the end of the day on Friday and say, I gave it my all. I didn't get the promotion I wanted. My boss doesn't appreciate me. I'm going to go back and try twice as hard Monday. But if you don't get the trophy, some people say you lost. I don't believe you lost.
In Europe, they think that you work to live. They don't like work. They don't like it. You only go to work because you got to live. In America, it's not exactly that you live to work, but you don't mind working. You don't mind it. It's not a bad thing.
No.
It's something that you can get stuck into, compete, and succeed. And that opportunity to succeed and win, it's a wonderfully liberating thing.
And this is one thing that I brought up before in the show. What I find strange about acting is most of them are liberal. But if you asked an actor without connections, if they weren't, you know, Robert De Niro Jr. or Clint Eastwood's son, who, by the way, had to come up the hard way, they say, you pretty much have the ultimate Darwinism. I mean, you have to keep auditioning to an overcrowded field and find a way to break through and get the right opportunity to meet the casting director that likes a director that give it you in a place, and then you got to excel when you're there. You know what you sacrificed, how many tables you had to wait on, how many construction jobs you had to go through. You know, Harrison Ford talked about how he built sets for years before he got his first big break. They should be the ultimate capitalists. They're the ones who said, hey, who's taking the shortcut out there? Who's actually on disability and doesn't deserve it? I had to work my butt off. I had to put up with people who tell me I'm a loser and I should quit because I didn't break through at 29 years old and all my friends had settled down and had two or three kids. Why are they liberal?
Why indeed? I have never worked that out. I cannot understand why all of Hollywood, the entertainment industry, the music industry, the artists, the actors, the theater people, they're all to the left of center. 90% of them. And I don't know why. I wish I could work it out, but I can't.
We're going to be back in a moment. We're going to talk to Stewart about the midterms and what it means for our economy. Do you think Democrats are actually going to back off ripping the tax cuts in order to be able to get some seats, at least until they get the job?
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
How many tournaments I'd play this year, or if I'd even play. And so each tournament brought about its own challenges. And I didn't know what the number was going to be this year. I didn't know how I was going to play. And so at the beginning of the year, if you said, yeah, I would have a chance, legit chance to win the last two major championships, with what swing? I didn't have a swing at the time. You know, I had no speed. I didn't have a golf swing. I didn't have, you know, my short game wasn't quite there yet. You know, my putting was okay, but, you know, I hadn't played in 2 years. And so it's been a hell of a process this year.
And that is Tiger Woods, Rev, finishing runner-up at the PGA, but feeling like a winner. And that's never been Tiger Woods' speed. If I lose, if I don't come in first, I lost. And when I win, it's expected. With me right now is Stuart Varney, who loves golf and also loves the spirit of competition. And you're like me, Stuart. You love the comeback story, right?
Oh, look, I think Tiger Woods could be the greatest comeback story in sport. Remember, this is the man who in 06 and 07 utterly dominated the sport. You couldn't beat this guy. And suddenly, he has emotional troubles, then health troubles, he falls off a cliff, he doesn't win. And then suddenly, the guy is back. And in the PGA tournament, he was contesting right up to the 16th, 17th hole on the fourth round of the tournament. He could have won. He almost won. And the TV ratings went up, 69% for that last afternoon? It was just a huge spike. He's good for golf. I hope he makes this comeback. It's a great, great story.
It is. And, you know, it wasn't that too long ago where he was unconscious sitting at a light and he was pulled over, remember, and jailed.
And we all said
prescription drugs for pain.
We all said it's over.
Sure.
How could a man come back after that? But he did. That's great.
And we saw him, and you know, he's done pretty respectable. I think he blew the Masters, but I think he did good in the British Open, was solid. And he's probably going to play in the Ryder Cup team. What I find interesting, Stu, and we don't want to make this sound like a sports show, is but this next generation, this 20-something great golfers in the Ryder Cup last year, they all loved having Tiger around. And he was an assistant coach because he wasn't good enough, he wasn't healthy enough to play and maybe good enough to make the cut anyway. And all he did was offer people advice. And they were looking at him as an idol, knowing they were competing against him that year. And at the end of it, they said that they came out and they said, we have one mission. Let's make Tiger great again. And their wives said, oh, my goodness, you better not say that. You're going to lose sponsors because it sounds like Trump. He goes, no, we want him back. We think he can be back. And instead of saying that guy's going to beat me, he's saying I want him to compete with me.
You know, I think his persona on the course has changed. Back in the day, he was very intimidating, rarely cracked a smile,
yep,
and was a kind of pugnacious character. I mean, you know, he was playing hard. He really was. This time around, when I saw him at the PGA, the man was smiling. I mean, he could admit mistakes. He wasn't too distressed when he made a mistake. And in the after the game interviews, he was almost charming.
Right.
Now, we're not used to that, but we welcome it.
And that was after the game, and that was a little bit of it. So here, Brooks Koepka, who's built like a linebacker, and he won his second major in 3 starts this year. This is what he said about Tiger, because he was playing ahead of him. And, you know, he was on 17, and Tiger hits a 12-foot putt to close out and give himself a shot. He was in 30, ends up second, and he hears the roar, cut 8.
I think other than me, my team, everybody was rooting for Tiger. I mean, as they should. You know, he's probably he's the greatest player to ever play the game, and to have the comeback that he's having is incredible.
Go ahead.
I just wonder if they'd welcome him back if he wins everything all over again.
It'll bring more money. It will. It'll bring more money. You know, they said that about Muhammad Ali, that he brought, not only did he help sports marketing and transcend the ring, but he brought more money to the sport. He actually made Michael Jordan without Muhammad Ali because people wanted to see what you do outside the ring. George Foreman will tell you that today.
You're right. More money, no question about it. But what about Phil Mickelson? If it hadn't been for Tiger, Phil Mickelson would have been winning everything for a 10-year period, and he didn't win everything for that 10-year period. I wonder how he feels about Tiger coming back for another try.
But he does have somebody to rival in his generation, which is key, don't you think?
Yes, and it's going to be very interesting come Thanksgiving weekend in Vegas, where Tiger plays Phil for $10 million.
Is that going to happen?
Winner take all. I'm told it is. Yeah, that's the last I heard.
Right.
I hope I'm not giving any crazy information here, but yeah, I think they're doing it.
Right.
$10 million, Las Vegas golf course, and they're playing over to Thanksgiving weekend.
So Jeff Benedict co-wrote this thing to this book about Tiger Woods, really comprehensive. You would love it. And he said at the end of it, as much as he put everything out there, talked to his ex-girlfriends and everything like that, how dysfunctional his dad was and the mom dad really ever talked, you don't wonder. He's a gifted guy. When you're gifted, thank goodness I'm not, but you also have this burden to bear, right? And when you're great from day one and you don't have regular friends, you don't play other sports, it's a little bit tough. Having said all that, Jeff said, even though the Tiger Woods crew was mad at him for writing the book, at the end of it, he said, people are reading it that like Tiger, respected it, and says, I guarantee one thing, he gets another major. And if he gets another one, then he's just a couple away from Jack. And if he gets close to Jack, then a lot of interest comes in.
Oh, can you imagine the TV ratings if Tiger wins another major and then he's only 2 away from Jack Nicklaus? Can you imagine the ratings of every single golf game that man plays in? Astronomical.
Stuart Varney, Varney & Company. We watch every day from 9 to noon, but first usually join us at Fox & Friends. Before I go, you know the need to produce after a tease. So I got to ask you how I started, how I ended last segment. Do you believe that the success that Democrats are having, not insulting Donald Trump, but just running against their opponent. Meanwhile, they closed about 5 points in these special elections. Do you think that these Democrats will look to close out in the general and not insult President Trump and not mock the tax cut as Democratic leadership has done?
No, I think they're going to run on hate Trump. I think Mr. Trump is personally unpopular, whereas his policies are largely popular, and I don't think the Democrats will forget that. I think they're going after Trump. I think that's their mainstay of their appeal in November this year.
Well, I think that would be a little bit of a problem, because the reason why they've had success is in these Pennsylvanias, in the Michigans, in the upstate New Yorks, Georgia in some cases, is because they're saying, we could do things a little different, but we're not that different. But when you go ahead and say, I'm a socialist or I'm Maxine Waters' disciple, I think that's the best thing that could happen to the Republicans.
They're playing music. That means it's almost over. Last word to me. You're wrong, Brian.
How dare you? And I have nothing to say. And now I'm out of time. I can't even come back. If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with AutoPay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/KillMead. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/KillMead. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto-pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, and tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. At least 14 people were injured and transported to hospitals after trusses, holding up the entrance to a resort where a concert was set to begin in Oklahoma collapsed. Windstar says their resort began an evacuation at about 5 p.m. when lightning was within 4 miles of the casino, but the company says about 150 patrons did not evacuate when the storm hit with winds of 70 to 80 miles an hour. The death toll from this week's bridge collapse in Italy has been raised to 43 after a Romanian truck driver injured in the accident died in the hospital and four other bodies were discovered in the rubble. Giovanni Castellucci, CEO of the company that manages Italian highways and bridges, says it's up to the justice system to determine just what happened to the Morandi Bridge in Genoa.
I can only repeat that we will do whatever we can to help justice to go fast and deep.
Castellucci says he has a plan to demolish what's left of the largely concrete 51-year-old bridge and build a less imposing steel one. Italy's government, however, has begun procedures to revoke the company's highway concession. President Trump says Republicans and conservative voices are being discriminated against by social media companies.
Social media companies have been working to limit the spread of fake news, misinformation, and hate. But in a series of Saturday morning tweets, President Trump blasted those efforts as censorship, aimed at those who support his administration. One target of those efforts has been right-wing InfoWars conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. While he didn't mention Jones by name, Trump appeared on his program during the presidential campaign, praising his amazing reputation. Apple, YouTube, and Spotify have permanently removed some of Jones' content, while Facebook has suspended him for 30 days, and Twitter has given Jones a week-long timeout. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More news at townhall.com.
How much do you spend on your pest control each year? $200, $300, or even $500 or more? What if I said you could spend less than $25 a year, even less with promo code RADIO20? Then listen up. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and yes, it is possible to rid your home or business of unwanted pests for less than $25 per year. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. For just a one-time cost of only $249, even less with promo code RADIO20, you'll be pest-free for years to come. Log on to gopestfree.com today. Use promo code RADIO20 and start driving those pests away. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20.
Authorities at Britain's Sandhurst Military Academy say they're investigating allegations that two cadets waterboarded another at an officer training school. Meanwhile, a magnitude 8.2 earthquake struck about 174 miles northwest of Fiji's Endoi Island, and a 6.3 earthquake jolted the Indonesian island of Lombok as it tries to recover from a quake earlier this month that killed some 460 people. U.S. Geological Survey measured Sunday's quake, which was centered in the northeast part of the island at a magnitude 6.3 and a depth of 4 miles. There are no immediate reports of any damage or injuries. A magnitude 7.0 quake on August 5th damaged tens of thousands of homes and displaced several hundred thousand people on Lombok. Check out more news, read more analysis, get them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Officials say an Air Force pilot ejected successfully before a jet trainer crashed in western Oklahoma.
Air Force officials say the twin jet T-38 Talon from Vance Air Force Base in Enid, Oklahoma, crashed Friday about 70 miles west of the base near Chester, Oklahoma, a community of about 120 residents. Vance officials say emergency responders arrived at the crash site to find the pilot sitting upright and drinking water with a farmer. The pilot ejected after developing engine trouble at an altitude of 2,000 feet. Patrick Foss reporting.
A 51-year-old man and his 17-year-old daughter are in custody after Georgia deputies said the two were dealing drugs to local teens. Acting on a tip, investigators with the Johns Creek Alpharetta Forsyth County Drug Task Force raided the family's home, found 2 pounds of marijuana, 87 ecstasy pills, and $22,000 in cash. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
I
everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening. We got a huge hour coming your way. Martha McCallum, who I watch on television all the time, and Charlie Hurt, who's going to be doing Outnumbered shortly. You know, Fox News contributor, columnist for the Washington Times. And then we, of course, have you, 1-866-408-7669. We're also seeing that there's some movement on Capitol Hill as the Senate comes back out of punishment for not getting anything done ever. And they're going to be meeting Brett Kavanaugh with a couple of Democrats who want to keep their seats in red states. So they're going to be meeting with Brett Kavanaugh. It looks like it is a done deal. He's going to go through his hearings first week in September, and it looks like he's going to get through. That is a major victory for the president when that indeed happens, barring anything unforeseen. He also has 24 district court judges put in place. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the biggest things you need to know, to the power of three, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
The defense rested without calling a single witness or providing any evidence. Paul Manafort chose not to testify.
Wow, Catherine Herridge, Robert Mueller, tried to break Paul Manafort. So far, it has not worked. His fraud trial moves ahead with closing arguments. He could get a verdict by the end of the week. And then he's up for another trial. The goal is not to put Manafort in jail for life, is to get to the president. Is Roger Stone next? And how abhorrent that Peter Strzok got $300,000 from the American people for his legal defense. He's disgraced, deserves nothing.
Number two.
The modern Antifa movement grows out of the 70s and 80s in Great Britain and Germany, when a lot of immigrants, when a lot of leftists, punk rockers had to physically defend themselves from neo-Nazi attacks, predominantly through skinheads.
There you go. Mark Bray on MSNBC trying to make an excuse for Antifa's existence. They pretend they're anti-fascist. I have a clue for you. We don't have fascists in this country. A handful. We have guys in black masks and black outfits with pepper spray and bats running into crowds chanting anti-American slogans. And no, Chris Cuomo, they don't need your defense.
Number one.
Why does he feel compelled to keep tweeting about Omarosa? Doesn't that give more attention to this book and her charges?
The president feels like he should be defending himself.
The Omarosa damage, I think it's extensive, mainly because the president keeps on highlighting her, I guess, insubordination, lack of loyalty, I give you that, and appreciation. Now she's coming out of the president's fiercest critic, and she knows how to get under the president's skin, and he has tweeted her to big-time book sales. And with me right now is Charlie Hurt. You might not agree, Charlie. I just think, I know we've been through this before. Why does the president tweet for Michael Wolff and give him another $1 million worth of money in his account? Why would he underline Omarosa, call her a dog? And
I'm gonna switch my Twitter handle to Low Life Dog.
Right, you might as well.
Low Life. And since when did dog become an insult?
I didn't know.
I thought he was complimenting her. I love my dog. I love all my dogs.
Well, you know how often he says Mitt Romney felt like rolled over like a dog. Yeah. You know how many times
but
he uses
again,
that.
But then again, Mitt Romney also went on vacation with Seamus and strapped his dog to the hood of his car. We'll never forget
that
story.
Like one of those vacation movies, what they did with their...
That was far worse. Chevy Chase actually attached the dog to the back bumper.
Right.
And then drove off.
Or else
and,
he would have been president.
And as the that's right, and as the officer said, you know, he kept up as long as he could. It was grandma's dog, though. So, I mean, that dog had it coming. No, obviously, I mean, you know, Trump is like... He's like this genius that has like some negative qualities, and he can't help himself. But I always worry about it because if you go in there and I try not to condemn him when he gets into these street gutter fights with somebody like Omarosa,
because everybody else is.
Well, there's that. But then, people have just turned into screaming weenies about this. I mean, they just their heads explode and they start sizzling, and it's ridiculous. But the other thing is that when you've got a guy, you know, he's got a method, and there is definitely some madness to it. But he's got a method, and it works for him. It doesn't work for other politicians, obviously. The worst thing a politician can do is try to be like him. But then the other thing is, if we're going to take Omarosa seriously. So by her own.
But he makes us take her seriously, Charlie, because she brought him in.
You're right.
Because I don't want to have to deal with her.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. But he is entertained by. I think he's entertained by people like this, which is fine. Whatever. But it's like his own. We were talking about Howard Stern earlier. It's like his own little whack pack. He's got these crazy people that he brings around, and he finds them entertaining. Whatever. But the thing about her is, by her own account, she's working, willingly working for a guy she says is a racist, a bigot, and a misogynist.
And she'd still be there.
If she didn't get fired. If she hadn't been fired like a low-life dog. And so, there's not a lot of credibility there, if you're asking me.
Nick cannot run. He choked like a dog. You ever see him in athletics? He's a choker. Once a choker, always a choker. And he walks like a penguin onto the stage. You ever seen? Like a penguin.
God, I love the guy. I mean, I'm sorry. I often think of Trump. I think of my dog. I have a dog I've had for a long time. She's a beautiful dog. But you love her so much. But every time you see her, there's a twinge of unhappiness because at some point she's going to die. And sometimes I look at Trump and I see that. I mean, the guy is so funny. But the sad lining of it all is that one day he's going to not be president anymore. And who? And he's going to be replaced by who? Mitt Romney? Hillary Clinton? I mean, I'm going to have to retire from covering politics. Well, I don't want to cover another politician.
Well, do you think that he changed things forever, though? I'm not saying there's a lot of Donald Trumps out there, but do you think we are looking at a type of candidate from here on in that just can't be Jamie Dimon? Success, good looking, but no charisma. Do you need to be big and cartoonish?
Be The Rock? Yeah. I don't know that would be a bad thing. I really don't. I'm not nearly as alarmed at the fact that we have a president who tweets as a lot of people are. But I also, I don't think that Donald Trump is the first person to, for example, hover around 50% popularity. It's been a while since we've had a president that breaks through that.
Yeah.
But don't forget, Barack Obama, when he got elected on that wonderful campaign in 2008 of Hope and Change. I didn't vote for him. I wouldn't have voted for him, but I was thrilled he won. I was excited. I thought this would be really great.
He's a great speaker.
Great speaker. He disappointed me at every turn. Turned out that entire 2008 campaign was a lie, and that's why, after the first couple of weeks, the guy was down in the 40s and hovering around 50 and never got above it.
And I do, and I'm tempted to pick up on that, but I want you to play this. I agree with you that the president does this thing and then moves on, right? Now, we have some serious stuff going on with Turkey. The market's down 300 points, I think. We have a trade war. We actually, something could be ameliorated, and that's with Mexico. They're supposed to be announcing some type of deal with Mexico pretty soon. There's also the problem with North Korea's got to get that back on track. We are amping up our trade war, I guess I can use that word, with China. And the president's got some challenges in Afghanistan, no doubt about it. He's got a $700 billion defense budget that could revitalize a lot of things. And we're talking about a reality star. But here's the problem. The president can move on, but he leaves a lot of people to clean up after him. Sarah Sanders, for example. What do you think she's thinking as the president tweets out of the morning to Omarosa's book, Cut 8?
It wasn't until this individual started to negatively attack this president and this administration and try to tear this entire place down that she received the type of platform and rollout that she's getting. I think it would be great if every single person in this room and every single person in the administration never had to talk about this again, and we actually got to focus on the real policies and the real things that not matter just to people in this building, but certainly all Americans.
So with that, let's be above it, press. Cut 7.
We've heard from the president via Twitter on Omarosa.
Are you expressed how you feel about Omarosa?
The president said he kept Omarosa on despite complaints from her colleagues.
You said one of the motives for Omarosa was to tear this entire place down.
Are you saying you would like the president to stop tweeting about Omarosa?
Omarosa.
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 So
So what did the press do after that warning? Can we stop talking about it? Let's just talk about it.
Yeah. And the thing is, the difference here is at some point Trump will move on, and he will move on and get back to China, and he will get back to North Korea, and he will get back to the economy, and he'll get back to Turkey. He'll get back to all of that stuff. You know who won't get back there with him? The press. The press is just going to – all they're going to talk about is Omarosa. And once again, as has happened 7 million times since he first announced his campaign, he will go on and talk about issues and leave the press back in the gutter talking about Omarosa or hand size or crowd size or whatever. And he'll be the one that looks like the adult in the room, and everybody looks like a bunch of blithering
idiots.
And,
Charlie, you've said this before. It's not like he's not getting things done. He's getting a lot done.
Right.
He's reconfiguring trade. He's getting out of the Iran deal. He's moving the embassy. He is I'm not sure where the whole trade thing's going to end up,
and a lot of people may not like the trade thing with China, but I'll tell you, people who do like it are the people that voted for him. They hate China. They hate what China has done to our economy. They hate that these jobs, these industrial jobs.
Democrats agree.
Yeah, and it eats Democrats lunch.
And prison reform that Democrats also agree on.
Yeah. And that's exactly. But the other thing is that people forget that 2016 election. I've covered a lot of elections. I have never covered any election, let alone a presidential election, that was more a campaign that was more chock full of issues than Donald Trump's was in 2016.
Good point.
It was all about issues, and that's why people voted for him. People who didn't like him, didn't like the hand size stuff and all the stupid stuff, they held their nose and voted for him based on the issue.
Because he kept going to, this is what I'm going to run, this is what I'm going to do, this is what I'm going to do, rather than two things, marriage is between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cut your taxes. He did. He was doing immigration, trade.
And meanwhile, he's up against someone who was her entire campaign is vote for me. I am a woman.
And I'm not him.
And I'm not him.
Right. And lastly, on Antifa, I cannot believe how this group is getting a pass, let alone Keith Ellison getting a pass now with two women coming forward saying domestic
crazy.
Abuse. That's dead serious. And people got to ask that question. It's the number two person in the DNC. But Antifa is not a group to look up to in any way, shape, or form. For example. They chant, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. They have black masks, black outfits. They have bats and pepper spray. Yet, Chris Cuomo is trying to say, at least they go after fascists. Cut 13.
I argue to you tonight, all punches are not equal morally. In the eyes of the law, yes. But in the eyes of good and evil, here's the argument. If you're a punk who comes to start trouble in a mask and hurt people, you're not about any virtuous cause. You're just somebody who's going to be held to the standard of doing something wrong. But when someone comes to call out bigots and it gets hot, even physical, are they equally wrong as the bigot they are fighting? I argue no.
So with anarchists fight fascists, who are you pulling for? What are you pulling for?
No, this is new. No,
is this great?
I want to answer. I want to answer his question. Yes, they're the same. That's what equal justice under law is about. That's why Lady Justice is blindfolded, because she doesn't care. If you break the law, if you commit violence against somebody else, you need to be arrested and tried and put in jail or whatever, face the consequences. End of story. Hard stop. This idea of equivocating this stuff, it's scary. But I also think that the vast majority of voters, they don't buy this crap. This is why Donald Trump won, because Donald Trump was willing to stand up to these people that everybody in the media, they're all scared of him, and they're trying to. I shouldn't say what their motivation is, because I have no idea. It's absolutely insane.
I don't know who has a better chance against President Trump, Chris Cuomo or Andrew Cuomo. But that's the question we'll answer in the break.
Yeah, well, I think that he should start announcing that he's going to debate each one of these people. Everybody that announces, he should just announce that he's going to have a debate in Vegas, and all the cameras would show up. It would cut the DNC out, and he would be able to go up against Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
How great! And he would sit there and try to get a spit test from her, trying to get swab her, or maybe get a strand of her hair and send it in for DNA
analysis.
And
that'll help America. It will, Joe.
It'll be fun to watch.
It'll make it easier for you to write.
Right.
Charlie Hurd will watch an outnumbered. You'll be the man in the middle, but only like what you wear now, only with makeup.
That's right.
Back in a moment.
Holding our politicians' feet to the fire, no matter who they are. That's Brian Kilmeade.
Martha McCallum.
We only have an hour with our viewers every evening. We want to make it count for them. We want them to know that they can trust us. So we do our homework. We try to cut through the noise. We try to cut through the hysteria. We're not here to jump on a bandwagon. We're here to drill down on the facts. We know that we live in complicated times. We want to peel that back, and we want to give everybody a sense that when they come to us, we will give it to them straight.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Download Fox News Channel's The 5 podcast for free. Five of your favorite Fox News personalities discuss current issues in a roundtable discussion. Get it now on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and FoxNewsPodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown is a weekly morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Find it now on FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The nation's air traffic controllers went on strike on August 3, 1981, grounding about 7,000 daily flights. 3 days later, President Ronald Reagan took an unprecedented move to break the strike. He fired all 12,000 air traffic controllers in retaliation.
Let me read the solemn oath taken by each of these employees. I am not participating in any strike against the government of the United States or any agency thereof. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning They are in violation of the law. And if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. We got a few minutes. Martha McCallum is here, set to host her show at 7 p.m. tonight. The story, but the story right now is you're back in studio. Great job filling in for Chris Wallace.
Oh, thank you.
Was it fun doing the network show?
It was great. He has a great group, and it's an honor. You know, the Sunday shows sort of have their own feel to them. And they're a little bit more reflective. They dig in a little bit more. They have a little more time with guests than we have during the weeknights. So it was a pleasure.
You had Lindsey Graham as one of your guests?
We did have Lindsey Graham, yeah.
And how great is he? Does he produce great every single time?
Yeah.
I mean, even if he comes out, one day he could be banging the president. The next minute he could be...
And that's why he's such a good guest, because he's refreshingly honest about his take on things. And, you know, he's just really... He speaks his mind, which is great in a guest.
Now, did you ever find yourself during the show saying, what would Chris Wallace do? Or were you truly Martha McCallum?
You know what? I think you're best being yourself, you know? I mean, Chris is the best at what
right.
he does. And I think we all watch Chris do interviews and think, you know, what can we learn from that? You know,
really,
which is pretty amazing.
I actually don't. I don't
Maybe
feel that
you
way.
Should.
that's a little different. Do you have any idea who you have on tonight?
So we are working on a number of guests for tonight. And I don't want to say a couple of them because we're working on those. But Charlie Hurd, who was just here, I think is going to be on with us tonight. Chris Darwalt, Karl Rove. We have a good cast of characters for this evening. There's a lot going on.
You had Araldo last night.
Yeah, we did.
And you wanted him on to talk about Amorosa. Like, you wanted to provide call. Why was that?
You know why? Because I always look to start our show with somebody who's going to be a fresh voice on a story that people have not heard. And Geraldo has a unique perspective because he knows them both well. And he's been, I think, also very open about his praise and his criticism of the president. And, you know, I think you look at that story. I mean, the first thing that came to my mind when that whole thing blew up is, you know, if the White House didn't see this coming, they're not watching enough reality TV. This is how that story ends. I'm an outsider who watches how things operate in the White House and elsewhere in the world. I could have told you this was going to happen.
She has no other chapter. I mean, she already did Big Brother, which is the zenith for anybody's career. And that's when she went right from the White House. So you know the book's coming out, so you should have been ready. But they weren't. But in my mind, the president made it so much worse with his tweets. And he allowed himself to be the story.
He got right down into it with her. There's a lot of things he should be focused on. And today, it feels like that message sunk in a little bit because he woke up this morning and started tweeting all about these candidates that he wants to support for the midterms. There's nothing that is more vital for this president than these midterm elections.
And Martha, when we come back, with the market dropped 300 points, when you walk through the door, you also have a business background. And it's because you walk through the door, they're betting against you coming in. But listen, Martha's going to come back. The story's on tonight at 7, and your calls.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
With faith and free speech under attack on many college campuses, Pacific Justice Institute has created a new resource for constitutional rights for students. This resource includes legal case precedents for many issues which have recently been controversial. PGI explains that religious groups have the right to meet on campus. Likewise, religious student publications should have equal treatment. Students of faith have the right to not participate in class assignments that contradict their faith. And students also have the right to pray, to choose a roommate, and the right to due process. The complete guide is at pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
With the change in seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker, CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Legendary tennis champion Arthur Ashe was the first African-American player to compete professionally in tennis. In leading UCLA to the NCAA title in 1965, he created a tennis program for inner cities in 1968 and was the USLTA amateur champ and won the first U.S. Open at Forest Hills, being ranked co-number one with Rod Laver in that year.
This is still one of the Grand Slam titles, and now Muscles is the only player to win the Grand Slam this year. After a day of rest yesterday, he was pretty tough today, and I look forward to playing him again because for this year we're all square. I think I beat him about a month and a half ago in Detroit under poor lights. So here's hoping we meet in the final of Forest Hills on my turf. So I'll see you in September.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Dolly Parton returns to the Dean's List for a big milestone. She was honored by the Library of Congress for her 100 millionth book that she has quietly donated to children. The nation's library in Washington, D.C. highlighted the singer-actress's nonprofit Imagination Library, which she began more than two decades ago with the goal of giving books to kids around the world. She read and sang from her children's book, created from her song A Coat of Many Colors, about a child who treasured a coat that her mom quilted from rags. Known by children who received her gifts as the Book Lady, she started the program to honor her father, who couldn't read yet was the smartest man she knew.
I certainly had a lot of pride when I walked up on stage and I was thinking of my dad.
Dolly Parton, you are a national treasure. You are always welcome on the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Martha McCallum's here. Martha, we got to do two things before you go.
We have to cover Antifa and this and some remake, redo, remodeling of an organization I find despicable and needs to be banished, but yet some people are praising or ignoring. And number two, I want to talk about immigration because I'm stunned to find out. It was not only Harry Reid in 2005 talking about the idiocy of chain migration. It was not only President Obama in 2008 talking about the need for border security. It was also Chuck Schumer. But first things first, on Antifa, little of the chants that you might have heard over the weekend about Antifa. Listen close. Great. No border, no walls, no USA at all. Am I being oversensitive?
No. I mean, it's mind-blowing. That is a mind-blowing concept. I mean, no matter what you think about the president and whether you're for or against the wall, no wall, no border, no nothing. You just want to, I mean, why don't we just join, you know, why don't we make...
Why have a country?
Why be America, North America, South America? Why don't we just be one big free-flowing area? I mean, this country was built on principles that are so unique. And there is nothing wrong with having a process for getting in and out of our country. Every country does this, and most of them are a lot more strict than we are. I mean, I don't know. I honestly just can't even imagine. Regardless of party, what are they thinking?
You watch these guys beat the crap out of people. They show up in black masks and bats and pepper spray.
Screaming and swearing at police officers.
Here is another Antifa protest. This sound you're seeing is them beating up a NBC reporter. Cut 17. NBC didn't even report this.
Incredible.
Caitlin
Why
Collins
not?
Gets
Why
told,
not?
Don't go to an afternoon press conference. It's the number one story on CNN. Why would NBC not cover the attack of one of their reporters and cameramen?
I don't know. I mean, they raise these questions all the time. Why would they not print the story about Harvey Weinstein? Are they a news organization? Because news just happened to their reporter, and they chose not to report it. That in and of itself shows you that they have a bias, that they have an angle that they're presenting. You cannot present the news with that kind of lens. You simply can't do it.
Because you were there to cover white supremacists and those despicable characters, which they are. Only 20 showed up. They were outnumbered by the counters in Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. So I want you to hear Chris Cuomo try to rationalize it. Cut 14.
Fighting against hate matters. Now, how you fight matters, too. There's no question about that. But drawing a moral equivalency between those espousing hate and those fighting it, because they both resort to violence, emboldens hate, legitimizes hateful belief, and elevates what should be stamped out.
Don't call out Antifa for fighting against people they deem as fascists. That's what he's saying. In Berkeley, when they came storming in, were those a bunch of fascists? People saying that fascists got to be reined in by an Antifa group who want to be depicted as people with capes to save the day, as Spider-Man and Superman? I think that is a folly. Why is he getting away with this?
I really can't imagine. And, you know, what we all need to do is step back and recognize that these people are – such a small group of what the conversation is in America. I really think we give them too much credit. We talk about them too much. This is not the average American. This is not the debate that we should be having in this country. And, you know, if anything, I think sometimes we should, you know, NBC doesn't want to report on one side of the story. Perhaps we should report a little bit less on both sides of this story. These people are not reflective of where America is. You know, these 20 idiots who showed up to support this Kessler guy in Washington, they should get absolutely no attention at all.
They showed up at a train. They took the subway. They showed up. Almost nobody else was there. And they wanted to recreate Charlottesville. It never happened. So let's fast forward to immigration. This tape was sent to me of Chuck Schumer in 2009. His statements on illegal immigration are so Trumpian, I found it, I almost was looking to see if it was being lip-synced, but yeah. Chuck Schumer is such a terrible speaker, he stares into his copy like he's got magnifying glass trying to burn holes in ants. Here is 2009 Chuck Schumer back-to-back with 2016 Donald Trump, cut 29.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. The American people will never accept immigration reform unless they truly believe that their government is committed to ending future illegal immigration.
We'll either have something that's fair and equitable and good and secure, or we're going to have nothing at all. and this has been going on for many years, it doesn't make sense, however, to have nothing at all, because this is something that people want.
Saying the same thing.
Absolutely saying the same thing. President Obama said the same thing. Border security was a priority for him as well. President Obama said that within the first year of being president, he was going to have meaningful immigration reform done. It is so embarrassing for both sides of this argument that we have not been able to come up with a comprehensive program that works for this country, and that both sides have used it to bludgeon each other over politics is reprehensible.
Well, what's worse is they actually agree.
Absolutely,
so
they agree.
This is they pretend.
It's hyperbolic, ridiculous on both sides. We need to come together and find a solution and move this issue off the table of political rhetoric and debate, because people do agree on it, and that's precisely what's demonstrated in those soundbites.
Now listen to this one. Cut 31.
When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
Now they like to use the word undocumented because it's more political. I don't use that word. They're illegal immigrants. They came over illegally. Some are wonderful people and they've been here for a while. They got to go out.
Okay. Undocumented. Remember, if you use illegal aliens, you don't like Hispanics. You know, you're anti-Hispanic, and you don't have no political future. In 2009, they were trying to get immigration reform passed, and this was the fundamentals. Now, if these were the fundamentals, then maybe they were further along on the Republican side. Maybe the Republicans might have missed an opportunity. But for Chuck Schumer to change his philosophy, Republicans have not changed. Sometimes they're really strong, and sometimes they're looking to somewhat give in when, I guess, President Bush, a lot of people thought, was giving a pathway to citizenship, so that was amnesty. But he was going to couple it with border reform.
Well, that's true. I mean, on both sides, that's true, Brian. I mean, the amnesty word is a hot-button issue that has been that has allowed this conversation to not come to resolution as well.
Right.
I mean, you know, the president wanted to give 180,000 DACA recipients the ability to stay here. He is actually
over the course of 10 years, but not the 11 million that are here
illegal. That's right. But I mean, there is room for some middle ground on this issue. And to think that there isn't, I think, is really irresponsible, because all it does is widen the gulf and push the solutions further and further down the road.
John, listen on WPTF in North Carolina. Hey, John.
Sir, I have to admit that when you talk about a lack of transparency and honesty and even reporting, they're jumping all over President Trump for what he might have said that they have no proof of. But the Democrat president, Harry Truman, threatened reporters with bodily harm, called them all kinds of SOBs and bastards and other things that are much, much worse that weren't even mentioned. And he was celebrated in the press as Give 'em Hell Harry.
Well, he had at one point 28% approval rating, but he ends up listed as almost near great in almost everyone's column. You know,
exactly.
Great point.
And therein lies my point. We're not looking at news reporting. We're looking at yellow journalism in an electronic form.
You know what? You make a great point, sir. And last night we did an evaluation of the number of questions that were asked at the White House press briefing yesterday. 70% mm-hmm. of the questions that were asked were about a fired reality TV show contestant who worked at the White House, who nobody is really quite clear what her job was and what she was doing. And she was, I believe, the second highest paid staffer at the White House. So, I mean, we have school
buses.
The
job was created for her. It's never been one
since. Yeah, absolutely. We have school buses being blown up in Yemen. We have an issue that we have to deal with Saudi Arabia. We have a scandal happening in the Catholic Church that is of such epic proportions that it is absolutely heartbreaking. It feels like a sort of sick indulgence sometimes to be led down these paths, to be so obsessed with these issues. And as this man points out, we don't know whether or not there's anything that exists on this tape. And we, you know, if there is, we certainly will find out someday, I'm sure. But is this the most pressing issue for America today?
No.
Absolutely not.
But I'm just saying, in defense of the press in this degree, if it was just the book, I 100% agree with you. But the president's tweets made it so much more relevant because he's president and he's calling her a dog and a lowlife. And So that added to it. So that turned up the volume.
No, we've been covering this president for 2 years now, longer than that, during the election. This is the way he operates. He is, that's a huge character flaw. There's no doubt about it.
He made Michael Wolff famous.
Absolutely. And you know, I wonder if this, you always wonder. I mean, if this issue, if this chapter, are there any lessons learned about the people that you surround yourself with and the people that you hire? Let's hope so. Let's hope there's a learning curve that comes out of this experience, because, this woman does not deserve the attention that she is getting, and everybody is helping her sell her book. You listen to all these interviews. We cut them together yesterday for the show last night. In every interview, the thing that she's vague on her response to real questions, like, did you or did you not hear that tape, right? I mean, she's squishy on it all the time. Yes, I did. But she won't say when. She won't say how long the tape was. She won't say the origin of the tape. She keeps coming back to the same thing. But I want to talk about my book, Unhinged, which goes on sale today. I mean, come on. How dumb are we?
I agree with you. And I go back with Dana Perino's story when Scott McClellan wrote the book about the inner workings of the White House during the middle of the war, before the surge. And it was piling on.
And why did he do that? To make Scott McClellan look better.
Right. And, of course, he was booked on every MSNBC show. He had 1 month in the spotlight. But the president told Dana that, don't get into it. Don't get involved
with
it.
Different
men. And she was furious.
Totally different men. I mean, they are. They're completely different men. And I just go back to, and it's interesting what the caller says about Harry Truman, because we are so microcosmic in the way that we look at everything today. And we're so obsessed with social media and these ridiculous reality TV show characters in the world, right, that we're missing what's actually going on in the country, and we're missing what's important as a result of getting sucked into these conversations.
Some of it works to President Trump's advantage, because he's able to do a lot of things that people don't realize with these judges, with these deregulations.
No, that's true. 24 appellate court judges have been put in place. No, there's a lot of real progress going on, and I think you're right. I think, maybe he does it as a tool so that people don't notice the other things that are going on. I think, probably a lot of people in the White House would have preferred him to have taken a different route than he did with this.
That is so news. Bruce Wallace would be so proud of that statement of yours.
But the president is the man that he is, and he can't help himself fight back.
But here's the problem, Martha. When you have your spokespeople have to defend your tweet. So he tweets and forgets about it, moves on. Well, Sarah Sanders got a 3:00 press conference.
Yeah.
And Kellyanne Conway's going to be on with Brett Baer.
I thought it was pretty interesting. Ben Shapiro did a list yesterday morning of all, because when I saw, he called her a dog. Oh, my gosh. That's awful, right? Sick. Gives you a pit in your stomach. Like, don't do that. What a stupid thing to do. He did a list of like 24 different people who President Trump has called a dog.
Yeah.
I mean, it's completely, it has nothing to do with your gender, nothing to do with your color. It is an equal opportunity moniker that he labels at a lot of people for right or wrong.
Nick cannot run. He choked like a dog. You ever see him in athletics? He's a choker.
Ugh.
Once a choker, always a choker. And he walks like a penguin onto the stage. You ever see him? Like a penguin.
Let me tell you, he would, if Elizabeth Warren walked like a penguin, he's calling her a penguin. And that's, guess what everyone would say? Sexist. What they don't realize, and Daryl Scott, who was just on with us, the pastor who's working, doing all this inner city work with the president, is that, what was the right term he said? He doesn't, he treats everyone equally. Not so, he doesn't care if you're a woman or a man.
No, he doesn't. No, I think that's really clear.
But he had a great term for it.
I
forgot what it was.
He's like an equal opportunity offender.
Yeah.
I mean, that is absolutely
black,
true.
Black, white, man, woman.
I don't think the president is sexist or racist. I think if you go after him, he's going to come after you. He does not care what color your skin is or what gender you are or anything else. I'm not a person who's really comfortable with name calling. I don't really like that kind of thing. It makes me uncomfortable. It doesn't make him uncomfortable at all. It's the way he operates.
Martha McCallum is very comfortable here. She's going to be here for one more segment.
I might call you a name when we come back.
She might in the break. It will make me very uncomfortable because Martha never calls anybody names. 1-866-408-7669. We'll take in some more calls, but find out what Martha's going to have on her show in 8 hours in just a moment.
Disagree with Brian? Call now and tell him why.
Can somebody attack me, please?
866-408-7669. It's Brian Kilmeade.
It
If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with AutoPay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/KillMead. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/KillMead. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto-pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
National Defense Authorization Act is the most significant investment in our military.
Say McCain, say McCain.
We would not be here for today's signing ceremony without the dedicated efforts of the members of Congress who worked so hard to pass the National Defense Authorization Act.
Say McCain, say McCain.
You wouldn't say the John McCain Defense Authorization Act.
Why not?
At Fort Drum.
Why not, Brian?
Martha McCallum's here. You know why not. I think that he's said some... ever since the president went after him, after
John McCain thought he wasn't worthy. So the president goes after him and says, I don't look like a war hero.
Think, you know, at some point you have to sort of take the high road in a moment like that and give credit where credit's due. What's wrong with that?
There is nothing wrong with that. I would have just said it, no problem. But you know what the president sees? He sees the fact that he believes this investigation has McCain, but the dossier has McCain's fingerprints on it, that he played a role. And he's constantly being attacked by a guy, and he's been told not to do it. But he actually got booed when he brought up John McCain's role in not passing, repeal, and replace.
Mm-hmm.
You're nodding your head.
No, I know.
But just be the bigger person.
Yeah. Well, once in a while.
Absolutely.
It's okay to do that.
Once in a while.
No, I mean, you know, I think that the president has so many accomplishments to look at, you know. And so, and you know, I think he's a fascinating, unique individual. And I love covering this presidency because I think it's a really interesting time in American history. And I obviously he has had beefs with John McCain since the election, and they don't see eye to eye. But occasionally it's okay to, you know, sort of be the bigger person. That's all.
All right. I just got to remind everybody, I'll be in Tampa, Norfolk, and Nashville in October. To find out more information, go to briankilmeade.com/tour. And I'm coming out with Andrew Jackson, Miracle of New Orleans on paperback. And in there are going to be past presidents and what they thought of Jackson. A lot of people think Donald Trump is the only one who liked Andrew Jackson. Ronald Reagan, Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and Harry Truman thought they were going to pattern their presidency after him.
Interesting.
So by looking back, you look forward. In particular, the big question is, would I be on the story when the paperback comes out?
I would love to have you on when the paperback. We always love to have you on.
Right. Now, would I get a huge introduction? Would I be just be a walk-on with
yes,
a band?
Yes. So you want something where after I finish saying it, you say, that might be the nicest introduction I've ever gotten, Martha.
And make it sound authentic. Like, and I want to be like, actually mean it. That would be fantastic.
All right, I'm going to need a little time to work on that.
All right, I've given you a lot to work with.
I sit down with some of your kindergarten teachers and that kind of thing so we can really fill in the blanks.
But you should do some news. Maybe bump in with some news and then back to me. Is that okay?
Yeah, well, yeah, let me set aside some time for that.
All right.
Of course, we'd love to have you on.
You talked to Brian Tully. We trained him.
Yes, and you did an excellent job.
Thank you. He is.
And then we stole him.
And you did. And you have given us nothing in return. Not even a producer to be named later. Hey, watch Martha tonight at 7 and keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Thank you, Brian.
If you start thinking about saving money this summer, why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with autopay, lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You could easily get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees, so say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. My listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. LightStream, that's LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% autopay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR. Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.